about what's going on in there?
Heard a lot of bullshit talk, I know that much.
This isn't bullshit, my friend.
Do you know something?
Don't listen to me.
What do you know?
Maybe I do and maybe I don't. What I say is they got no business negotiating. We're going to be going back in there with a bullet for everybody in the yard.
Oh, is that right?
We do it now, we do it later. Later ain't going to be no use. Am I right, Hal?
Now, wait a minute, Frank. We got a lot of angry guys in there. Black Muslims, Panthers, young lords. Besides you, average anti-social.
So we got to go in, right? Clean their clocks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, it's
good evening, everybody. Hip. All right. I am here, Carlito, the host of Madhouse Radio. Currently alone at the current moment, But I'll do some pranks. I'm sure I'll be joined later by some of my friends. Unless I don't have any friends today. This is a prank call show. And to prove that point, here we go. Now, Silent Bob, now.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, you got a cord of wood for sale there, honey?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is it seasoned?
Yes.
Oh, nice. What kind of wood machine is it?
Wood machine?
Yeah, what kind of wood machine is it made out of? What kind of tree machine, I guess, is the proper way to say it?
You've been watching the Super Bowl.
No, I've been watching pornography.
Oh, okay.
And masturbating.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's ash, maple, oak.
Mm-hmm.
It's all hardwood.
All hardwood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and where do you...
And they're mostly logs.
Yeah.
There's a bunch to be split that would need to be split.
How hard is it?
I don't know.
Can you... Just try saying about how hard it is. Is it very hard, the wood?
Is this a joke?
No, I want to hear you. Can you say that it's very hard? And you mentioned getting...
I want to talk to you.
You mentioned getting split up.
You can call again when you're sober.
Are you married? Oh.
You can call again when you're sober.
Yes.
Hey, I'm sober now. I'm sober.
Okay.
Yeah. So what are you doing?
It's late. You go to bed now.
Me?
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. I love you.
It's fine. You go to bed now.
All right. How about that Super Bowl, huh? How about that, ladies? Goddamn motherfuckers won. Poor Seahawks. Poor Seahawk machines. Should be calling Seattle is what it is. But we'll start off calling Phoenix, Arizona, where the Super Bowl was being held. Actually, it was being held in Glendale, Arizona. But as I said, let's call. Yes, that's right. That's the last number. Whoops. Oh, come on. It won't stop calling her. I'm not trying to harass this lady. Come on, computer, you can do it. Am I having trouble copying? It's a pity deep. We can erase the things we've seen. Anyway. So disappear, vanish if you wish. Just go before you're swallowed up by bitterness. Alright, let me just type it in. I'm having copy-paste problems, and this lady's gonna kill me for calling her repeatedly every second. She was being cool about it. Damn it. I hate it when the shit don't work like I want to. Damn. Well, you know, you live and you learn. So anyway, I hope you guys are doing well tonight. My website, if you aren't there already, is madhouselive.com, madhouselive.com, madhouselive.com. Over there, I have a podcast that you can subscribe to. There's downloads that you can perform of prank calls, and shows, and some videos, some YouTube machines there that you should definitely check out. Definitely go do that. You can watch me on video right now if you're not already. You can go to madhouselive.com and there's a YouTube player there showing me live. Or you can just go to my YouTube channel, which is Madhouse Radio on YouTube, on the YouTube computers. And subscribe to my channel while you're there. And you can watch me doing the show live with no music. The music is muted on YouTube. You can only get that if you listen to the show. I'm also in the Tiny Chat Room. That's tinychat.com/prankcallnation. I am broadcasting there. I believe the music does work. Music and video in real time works in Tiny Chat. I think that's the most complete experience technically would be if you're in Tiny Chat while you're chatting in IRC. That's our chat room, our IRC chat room, which you can access by going to prankcallnation.com and subscribing to the chat, well, enabling the chat room there, joining the chat room, subscribe. You don't subscribe to a chat room? That's ridiculous. Also, it's like a really, really slow chat room. Ugh. Okay, pardon me. Let's get back to it. We're back in Arizona. Triple T-Mobile home part? I would think there'd be a copyright issue with that one. But I guess not. Well, I mean, what I gotta find is where the fucking stadium is. Stadium. And then Glendale AZ. Let's see. Alright, I found the stadium machine. Let's see what's around here. Ooh, lots of hotels. Oh, yeah. Now we're cooking. Here's a place right there called Pizza AZ. Do they have a phone number? No. What about Red Dog? No. I guess you can't call the concessions directly. That sucks. All right, well, across the street, we do have hotel machines, as well as a Glendale Media Center. Probably closed. But here's the Hotel Renaissance, which is like right there. Shit. Here we go. Let's see what happens. It keeps copying the old fucking number. Hmm. piss me off. What it is I have a mouse sharing application called Synergy. I've actually paid for a license of the pro version of it because I love it. But every once in a while, a Windows update comes and it breaks it. And it looks like that's what's going on here again. Pisses me off. It messes with the copy-paste across the machine. Sometimes it messes with certain key presses. That was great when I couldn't type anything in capital on the laptop, but I could on my regular computer. Oh, it sucked. I mean, I could use a KVM switch machine to switch between, but it's just a pain in the ass to touch a button. But in the meantime, I can't copy-paste. Shit. It usually resolves itself, however. It worked for the first call and it stopped.
Calling the Renaissance Hotel in Spa, England. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, hi. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello, how can I help you?
I'm in the elevator.
Are you stuck in the elevator?
Well, it stopped running. Here, I just turned the music off. It stopped running.
Okay.
It stopped running, so I climbed on.
What floor are you on?
Well, here's what happened. I took out the ceiling tiles and I crawled up on top of the elevator. And now it doesn't say inside the turbo shaft between what decks I'm on, so I don't know.
Are you a guest in the hotel?
I'm not registered, but I met a guy last night at a party, and he said that I could stay in his room, and we had like a lot of sex last night and stuff.
Okay, you know what? You need to get back down into the elevator.
How?
Okay, because it's the safest place for you right now, and I'll send somebody out there to help you.
Can you make the elevator
Which elevator are you in? It should have a number on it. Can you tell me what elevator number you are?
Yeah. Yeah, I could have. I like this. I like it up here. It's nice.
Okay, do you know what elevator number you are?
I have no idea.
Okay, are you closest to the lobby or to the coffee shop and the other end of the hotel?
Well, I'm in the toilet.
You're in the toilet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're not in the elevator at all?
I'm in the toilet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you need? What do you need from me?
Well, I don't like the toilet here.
Okay, I gotta go.
Can you make it stop instead of making it go? The fucking elevator shit. I'm thinking there's a lot of security around the Super Bowl. Maybe I shouldn't be calling. All right. Never mind. Never mind. Let's not even talk about it. Let me move away from where the Super Bowl's being held. Before I hear a story about the hotel where the media is staying for the Super Bowl was evacuated immediately after. Due to reports of a man stuck in an elevator shaft. Authorities reported there was no man in the elevator shaft. No ties to terrorism are suspected as of yet. And the hotel has resumed operations. That'll be what the story is if I'm not careful. So let's not do that. Okay? All right. Next. I'm going to call in Seattle where they lost like a motherfucker. I was actually zoomed in on Compton in L.A. There was a foam factory. wonder what that's like. Yeah, we make foam here, motherfucker. We make some gangsta ass foam. Alright, well, let's go. I have found the best place to start looking on the map for places to call is where the most action is happening. So we're concentrating on Seattle-Tacoma International, also known as SeaTac. And let's have a look at who can we call? Who'd definitely be up right now? And would be angry, upset. I don't know. Other than just calling random people that live here. I'm looking. Hang on. I see a bunch of N's here. Let's look up sports bars where they were probably holding vigils. Yeah. Here's a place called Tailgaters. Well, no. Look, okay, now here, computer. Listen, Google Maps. You're starting to piss me off. Sports bar in Seattle, Washington. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little out of it. I actually had beer today. I don't really drink beer that much like I used to. But I had a few during the show, during the game. It really is a show, isn't it? During the game, I had a few, and I'll tell you, it went to my head a little bit. All right, this is Sluggers, which is a baseball-focused one. Let's try them. Still not copy-pasting, motherfucker. And I'm still not typing stuff right. Still not putting it in the right box. It's going to be one of those nights, guys. One of those nights where I end up opening the phone lines early so I can just chill while everyone else pranks on the show. I do that sometimes. I know you guys have noticed. If I'm having a bad night, I'm like, Dwight. We don't let Dwight steer the ship tonight. I ain't into this. Baseball. That's why they're not answering. They got a sports bar with a dueling piano show called 88 Keys. You know who's probably upset now is Big Baby Baz. He's probably going to slap his wife tonight. He's probably going to threaten her with his shoe or his belt. Won't actually hit her, but just kind of like take it off and be like, hey, you want it? Basil's wife, I'm sure, is like, no, you not do that. I call police. You abuse me. No. Oh, shit. That's fucked up. I'm sorry, Mrs. Baz. If you're ever listening to that. That was just a joke.
Hey, and a great good afternoon. Thanks for calling us here at 88 Keys.
Fuck you, computers. Wow. Was there really no bar holding a watching party for these fuckers? You think they'd make bank with that? All right, this copy-paste thing is pissing me off. Let me shut down Synergy and start it up again. Hang on. Maybe that'll fix it. Thing is, I got to do it on both fucking machines. All right, I'll stop it on the server one. Disconnected. Started. Watchdog status. Okay. Has connected. Okay. We'll close that. Let's see if I can... Is that it? It looks like I might have copied a number. Hang on. Let's see. I'll be damned it did. All right, cool. I think that'll work. Shut up, computers. So Son of a bitch, now it's working. Now I know what to do. That's my trick. It's obviously a synergy problem.
Fuel.
Yeah, hey, were you guys were holding a watch party, right? For the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys suck, huh? You guys suck.
No, not as bad as you suck cocks for fucking Patriots.
Yeah, well, I'm a big-time Patriots fan. Ooh, he's not happy! Did you hear him like, yes, look, you think he's had a few already? Calling him saying that shit? Damn.
On the wheels of steel, I am the DJ Imperial Grandmaster Shake. Hello, ladies. I am so available for anything you might need now.
Well, let me call him back. Hey, I'm sorry. That wasn't nice of me or you. But, yeah, Seahawks.
Can I help you?
The Seahawks sucked pretty bad today. They fucked up.
You should get a life.
They tried to cheat, too. Did you see at the end?
If you have nothing else to do but call up a bar in Seattle, you should probably go get laid, dude.
They started a fight, and they're like, hey, we're thugs. We're thugs. So a loser.
I'm here with Granny Squidbilly. Hey, I'm Granny Squidbilly. You still think you're the best man to shake? Thanks, Squid Lady. Yeah, me too. Thanks, Chinese guy. Well, I'll see you two suckers on the flip side. Good night, everybody. Give me money.
Fuel.
Yes, hi, I'd like to make an order.
I don't know.
What's that?
I'd like to make an order.
You have to come in for an order.
Why?
Because we have a bunch of Patriots fans making false orders, so you have to come walk in if you want an order and pay for it.
Oh, well, we have a lot of Seahawks effeminate fans like you pulling fire alarms at our place.
Right. Well, you should
you
probably
hear the
get
way
a life and maybe go get some pussy because if you have nothing else to do besides call a Seahawks bar, then you probably get no pussy for the rest of your life.
Did you hear the way you said,
Why you did? You're stupid.
Yeah, he's totally straight, guys. I gotta hang on. Let me copy pasta that. That's a good one to keep. It's gotta be called Tonight. Dwight, get your ass on the line. Have some fun with that. Sports prank calls, yeah! Christmas man! I'm a man! Find a way to make them pay whatever we say. State your intentions. I really love your tape, but I hate your inventions. Very well. What you want, a brownie? He took off the mask and whispered, put me where you found me. Okay. Paper digits in a chunk. There's an Irish pub. Well, I don't think they'd be in the sports. Did a solo on the oval. This is soccer, hockey, football, whatever they call it. If you don't have anything better to do than to call a Seahawk bar, that means you're not getting puffy. You're so not getting puffy. Brogan, buzzing with the news, called them potbelly Conan. No prick barbarian, a strict baritarian, a sick pair of merry men. The beat is like a swift kick in the rear end. The stiff made her lose the lipstick and hairpin. He said, jam. Like you know me.
Hi, I'm Seattle Buffalo Wild Wings, your sports headquarters. Mackenzie, how can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, slut? Were you guys holding? You guys were doing a watch party, right?
Yeah, we had a bunch of people. I mean, our restaurant was full watching it. Yeah.
Okay. Were they pretty upset then?
I mean, yeah, people left sad.
Yeah, yeah, because you guys suck so bad, you know, sucking dicks.
Especially, I'm not a fan, so I'm from California. I don't really give a, I don't really care.
You don't really give a shit.
I don't care too much.
Oh, how big is your labia? Slam. All right, let me take a look at Skype, see if anyone is wanting to join me. Jack TV says I should probably go get laid. Thank you. Dashy sends a number. Thank you. For the cash flow, like to send a big up to Firehead Lazo. Let a brother know once you lasso Hasbro. So when he come with Destro, he gets no hassle. Could hardly get a word in and wondered what the damage is to retain Harvey Birdman. All right, good. We got Jack TV to join. I could dial in more people. Jack Television. Yo, danger. Answer the phone, Jack Television. Hey.
What's good with it?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. And,
very good. Very nice.
Already laughing at you, man. You're pretty funny. 10 out of 10.
Will you talk to that Buffalo Wild Wings? See what's up? See
hell yeah. She fucking hung up on Carlito? Yeah, right.
She sounded like she had a big vagina.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. You could tell. You could tell. That's how you could tell.
Thank you for calling Seattle Buffalo Wild Wings, your sports headquarters. This is Mackenzie. How can I help you?
Hey, Mackenzie. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty shitty, actually. You know, probably the same feeling that you're feeling right now. You know? Hello? Oh, I didn't even get to ask how big it was.
Oh, damn. All right.
Damn.
How about I call the guy before? The place that's like, you know, the place.
That guy was pissed.
Yeah. Please read. I'm going to change the caller ID while I'm at it. Because he was... The place is called Fuel.
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 Fuel. Sorry, I'm just sending the caller ID.
No problem. Is the white around?
Do White hasn't answered me.
Huh.
I did ask him. We shall see. All right, here's the place before. See if they react to you with a new caller ID. Yeah.
Yeah. This is Seahawks, yeah.
Yep, Seahawks.
Hi, thank you for calling Seattle Buffalo Wild Wings, your sports headquarters. This is Mackenzie, how can I help you?
Hey, Mackenzie, how big is your pussy lips? Hello?
Sorry, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm fucking
no
up
problem.
Left and right today.
At least I got to ask her.
Yeah, I'm having technical difficulties with the mouse over here.
Synergy, right?
Yeah, Synergy's giving me trouble.
Yeah.
Have you tried it? Do you use it? Or
no, I'm too lazy to set it up right now. My monitor isn't even plugged in to the hard drive.
The hard drive, yeah?
Yeah. I need to do it once.
You should download it. Download a new hard drive.
Yeah.
There we go. I think that was user error in last part.
Fuel.
Hello?
Yeah, Fuel.
Hey, Fuel. I just wanted to say, haha, you guys suck. Your team's pussy.
You know what? If you got nothing better to do than call a bar like this, you should probably go out and try and find some pussy.
Hey, you say the same things over
gay,
and over again.
Or you probably can't get laid. But regardless, dude, if you have nothing better to do in your life than call up and prank call a bar, probably because you jack off 10 times a day.
Actually, I've only done it twice today, so... Damn it.
I think the place handed out a pre-filled out response in case they lost. And he's just reading it by the phone each time someone calls.
Probably.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hey, I'm dripping in pussy.
Yeah, you are a pussy.
I've got pussy surrounding me like an island.
You should probably go jack off because you don't get any pussy. That's why you're wasting time.
Right.
So instead of celebrating your victory, you're actually calling a bar in Seattle, dude. You should go out and fucking find some pussy.
Oh, no, I'm... Oh, man. I was going to say I'm fucking this guy here with me on the phone.
Damn.
We're celebrating that.
Yeah, you don't gotta get pussy to get laid, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Yeah. Here's man pussy.
Yeah.
All right. There's a place called Garage, which is a retro bowling and billiards with bar food. 95 slide. Looks fancy, but they say they're a sports bar. Okay, I'll bite. And the number ends in 666. All right.
Oh, nice.
Dark Stranger says she may join us later.
Nice.
No answer. Now repeat all very fast, please. Not so fast. Loses meaning. I am so fucking retarded. You say funny things. Now let me see what Dashy said. I love that clip. Dude named Jerry, he's an actor, I guess. Well, he's listed on IMDb, a douchebag that is complaining on Twitter about his Cadillac not having a spare tire. Made a huge deal out of it. Has the douchiest IMDb page ever. Okay, all right. Well, we got numbers for the guy. Let's try him. All right. His name again is Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry. Yeah, like German.
Hey, Jerry, I'm not here right now. Go ahead and leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
Bullshit, Jerry, bullshit.
Damn it.
Heard the music, I didn't say hi in front of shit. Flash shot. No latch attached, catch shoe, catch 22. Super, he's loaded dice nice and overpriced. Nah, he ain't gonna play. Alright. Villain, nag a grieving old hag, snag a bragger, buys my corn and leave him holding the bag. Come clean a bunch of dumb mean cream. We do have a second number for him, we'll give that a shot. Yeah, I don't know, dude. Like, the last, I was on Giant Show Friday, Dwight Show last night, Neon Show last night, and I barely did it. Like, I just wasn't into it. I don't know what's up with me. I'm just like, you know?
Oh, you're just getting burnt out a little?
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes it helps to take a few days off.
Yeah, I've been on a good streak recently. Like, I was like, whatever, but then I did a show Wednesday and then Thursday and then a small one yesterday. So I was like, damn.
Gotcha, I gotcha. It sucks that Jaya did not record the show he did Friday.
Oh, really?
It looks like it's been lost. Yeah, unless someone happened to have recorded it as it was happening. Yeah, it's lost forever.
That yoga thing, right? I only caught a little bit of it.
Yeah. Well, dude, the yoga with the yelling and the stuff and then the call I had was so good. Damn it. Typical. It's always about me.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Is that Jerry?
Yeah.
Yeah, what you doing there, buddy?
Good.
Good. I like this. Do you need a spare tire for the Cadillac? Because I can give you one. I'm at the dealership.
No.
I'm at the dealer. Hello?
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
You're calling Joseph Fodder, not me.
I'm calling Josephoni.
Jerry's father.
Oh, Jerry's father. You're the father, huh? Okay, so you raised Jerry to be like a girl? You raised him like a girl? Hello? Hey, motherfucker, you.
Hey, what do you want, buddy?
You raised Jerry like a girl. Like a girl, you raised him.
Yeah, what in the fuck you want?
You didn't teach him anything like a man. You taught him to do girl things. Like, he sits down when he goes pee-pee. You know that? Huh? Motherfucker. Fuck that guy. Anyway, Dasher, what we found was that... Can you mute yourself for a second, Jag? I'm trying to see if the hissing is coming from you.
Sure.
Or if it's me. You're muted now? Okay. All right, hang on. I'm going to hang up on you and see. Hang on. I'm calling you back. Yeah, it is Jag. Jag has a hiss. Ooh. How do I call people back on Skype? I know.
Hola.
You had a hiss, but it's gone now.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Yeah, Skype shit. All right, and we have one last number for this guy, Jerry. Unless you want to talk to his dad. You want to try talking to his dad?
Yeah, we're going to try.
You seem kind of dense. Good luck. All right, whatever. Here's the last number for this Jerry dude.
Let me put this on vibrate.
Vib. Come here. Done with him.
Huh.
At least we got his dad. I'm gonna have to learn how to use Dashy's tool. Do you know how to use it?
He doesn't like me on it for some reason. I don't know. I asked him if I could be on it. He's like, no. I was like, okay.
Beef.
I guess I don't know.
Well, Dwight usually goes in there for me. He's not. I have it in front of me. I think Facebookers answer. I think rather that they work. We sit by the pool and we nibble on
snacks. Then we eat a big lunch and we all take naps. Why'd you beat dog? That's my life motto.
We all take naps. All right, so the tool. Okay, his Craigslist still's broken. That's right. Dwight told me he gets them himself. Okay, anyway, here's UK Wankers. Let's see if we can get that to work. I know what I need. I need spinach. Spinach, Jag, spinach.
Spinach.
Popeye will save the day.
Steven said he sent you numbers.
Steven Aspinwall.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, well.
I didn't get any. He said he sent us both.
All right, I'll try.
Liar.
I think he sent me one or two. So, yes. We have that going for us.
I'll check and see if I have any carding numbers.
Yes, sir.
Thank
you, Wanker. I'm calling you back.
This is Wanker of the Web Services. Please leave a message.
Oh, runs a web service company. Look at that. Here's Philip Parker. We're going to burn through these and end the show. Psych. Oh. You back yet, Jag? I got to share something with you.
Yeah, I'm getting those numbers. I only got two.
Cardines.
Welcome to voicemail.
All right, trying the carding. Now, these cardings, apparently, they didn't leave voicemails, but they did call.
Right, and then that one texted saying, hi, I just got the note.
Gotcha. Dashy sent them a few numbers here. A few more, rather.
Oh, and your name's Bobby.
Not Roy. Okay. Alright, moving on to the text one.
Okay, who is this?
My name is Bobby.
You
called me back about
yeah.
that. Yeah. I'm sorry. I had gotten really angry and upset at somebody, and I just had to take it out on something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you see the damage?
Actually, where is it? I was trying to figure out where you knocked it.
Oh, you're at the car now? Can I tell
No.
you? Oh, that sucks. Yeah, where the gas tank is, I pried it open, and then I put the inside of a flashlight where the gasoline goes, and I plugged it. So...
Hang on. Uh-huh. The gas tank
I ripped the shit off of it. So it would open. I forced it open. Alright.
On the left side of the car?
I don't know what side it was. I don't remember. It was really fast. I had to do it while no one was looking.
Hang on. I'm going to... Take a quick look.
Okay.
So you said where the gas tank is?
Uh huh.
Okay, and then what did you do to the gas tank?
I ripped open the door to it, you know?
Uh huh.
Yeah. And then I took off the cap to the gas tank. And so what I did was I wrapped foam like the inside of a pillow, you know?
Uh-huh.
I made a cylinder out of one of those, but with so it had like a circle, like a hole in the middle, like a donut.
Uh-huh.
And then I put a Target bag all around that. And then I put lubrication, KY lubrication, on the bag. And I.
Are you sure you didn't put the thing on the wrong car?
No, because I slipped that into your gas tank. And then, so basically I made like a car pussy, and then I put my hard dick in it, and I fucked it for a while.
Okay.
And I came inside the gas tank. Like, actually ejaculated inside the gas tank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the car got really sad, and it was like, meh, meh, like that. Like, it was honking really sad. Meh, meh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my car has been on the shop, so it's currently fine.
Well, that's where I raped it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had sex with your car.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. So, will you let me know if the car has a baby?
The what?
Will you let me know if the car has a baby?
Okay.
You will?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay. Just let me know if the car has a baby. That's all.
Okay.
Okay.
Pretty sure that's mechanically impossible, but have fun.
Well, I hope the mechanics probably want to use a rape kit on the car. To
okay,
get my, because
well,
I didn't use a condom on the car. I was, you know, I had sex with it without protection.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, but it felt really good. Felt really good.
Okay, good for you.
Like,
anyway,
I walked by the car first. I was like, "Hey, what's up? You want this? You want this?" You know, and I was like, doing my hips back and forth, like, like that. And your car looked nervous, and then I was just like, "Oh, you want it? Yeah." I was like, you know, like a crazy Arab guy in an Arabic country sees a woman and just takes her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because your car has a nice, sexy bumper. A nice, sexy ass on it.
Okay.
Okay?
Whatever.
All right. Well, I'm sorry it happened. And I guess if the car is the car's pregnant, then I guess we'll get to know each other, I guess. You know, you'll be my mother-in-law. I'll call you mom.
Okay.
All right, honey. Cornier, phonier, see you later.
That was awesome.
Whatever, dude. I don't know. Raping cars. I'm trying to fight shit, dude.
I heard it's the best sex, you know? Go get some pussy. Go get a gasket.
Put all that shit I said in the gas tank and just fuck. Rape a car.
Sad horn.
Alright, here's another UK wanker. Let's see if we can get one of these guys to pick up. Oh, the spinach is kicking in already.
Oh, nice. Oh,
yeah, I told you. UK wankers! La 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 la.
Here we go.
Goddamn wankers never pick up for me anymore.
Damn it.
Exactly.
Well,
hey, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, yeah, hey, I want to let you know that the Patriots won the Super Bowl. Bye. All right.
That took him a while.
All right, I'll call it back. If you fix up, you can have him, Jack.
I just got a text from that number. Wait a minute, dot, dot, dot. Is this a joke? Definitely not.
Nope. All right, well, let him sleep. What I was going to share with you, mister, is that, what I realized is, like, 85% of the shit that I do while I'm doing a live show that I'm occupied with doing is copy and pasting the number that I'm going to call. And, starting and stopping my music. And then I realized I have this gaming mouse that I've never programmed.
Oh, there you go.
So I programmed the buttons to do that. You know, start, stop the music, go to the next track, and then Control C and then Control V plus Enter. And it's actually, I'm using it tonight for the first time, and my mind is blown.
I'm so chill
right now. Yes, I highly recommend this to anyone who does doing prank calls. At least get a programmable mouse to do the copy.
I need to try that.
Yeah, dude.
I have a programmable mouse, but I don't use the buttons on it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, what's the point? You know?
Yeah. Here, Dwight's calling in.
Hey.
Add him to the group call here.
Hey.
Fuck snow.
Why? What happened?
Because I just spent the last hour trying to get out of my fucking driveway.
The fucking snow.
I spent an hour trying to go 20 feet.
It's just going to get worse.
Well, it's because I'm lazy. I don't want to shovel it, so I just get in my big fucking car and I try to run tracks.
Well, I mean, obviously.
Oh, you told me about that. Doesn't it make ice, though, dude?
I don't know, but I made it. I went to the store.
Damn.
I'm
going
to have to shovel the rest of it tomorrow. But...
Right.
Now I'll get you some numbers.
All right, yes. Dash has got me some in the meantime. We're going to start those. Here's Polo Boy Tay, who on Facebook said for everyone to text him. Again, that's Polo Boy Tay. He thinks he's Kanye West or something?
Please leave your message for 1668.
No, fuck you, man. Fuck me.
turned into a Frank or an igloo. Please leave your message for 816.
Bitch. With the instant selling tie heads. His name rhymes with Mike Cock. You could call him live.
All right, here's Bobby. Female, i.e. Lost Dog. Oh. Lost Dog, Forest Ave. Please share this pic. She ran off sometime through the night. Okay, cool. Is that you the other day, Jag, that did the one where you dogs, I found your dog?
No, I think that was Dwight.
But I joined in on that. Didn't I say meet at Walmart or some shit?
Yeah.
Did you hear
Please
my...
leave your message
oh,
for
come on. Wait, did you hear what I was just telling Jag about my programmable mouse?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I recommend it.
Please leave your message for 8.
Damn these people. All right. There's a different number that she left, though. She's local. Yeah, I can't break that rule. Never mind. Here's Ross, who has a 74 Nova. Nice. With 1,600 miles on it? Come on. What? A 74, that's got to be a typo. If that is, that car is new still. It's a white 74 Nova. Yeah, it is. I mean... It looks like it's in really good condition, but... All right, let's find out. Holy shit. I just gotta get... I keep trying to do it the old way with the keyboard, and I'm like, oh, no, no. Like,
yeah, that would be my problem.
Yeah. But when I do it right, it's really fast. Like, I can stop the music on the fly now. Like this. Or here. This.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 81271.
That's a pretty crazy ending to that game, huh, Carlito?
Oh my god, right? Yeah. Poor Baz, man. Poor Baz machine.
I told them they were going to lose.
Did you hear the Seahawks bar that we called?
No.
I'll put you in line with them. They're really butthurt. That's all you need to know, man. Okay, that place ain't answering, but anyway.
They don't even want us anymore.
No, I think so. All right, Joy, you take this one if they answer. Just tell them Seahawks suck or some kind of iteration of that.
Sports Bar, this is Carol. How can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing? You got room for a table of three tonight?
Excuse me?
I'm trying to see if you got room. Is it too packed in there or what?
No, it's not very packed at all, but we are going to close in about an hour.
Why is that? Because the Seahawks fucking suck?
Haha, you're funny.
They fucking blow, just like you, bitch.
Okay. Have a great night.
Yeah, and you too. Don't try not to suck any cock on your way out.
yeah. That's a good movie. Clerks, indeed. If that's what you were referencing.
No, I've never seen that movie.
Oh my god, well you got to now for that. Try not to suck any dicks on your way into the car. Whatever she sees.
No, I saw an episode of Tosh.0. He was doing one of his things, and these chicks were walking by. He's like, "Get off the grass, sluts! Try not to suck any dick today."
Right. Yeah. Anyway, there was a guy there got real. Well, there was two dudes there. They got pretty upset at me and then Jack.
Yeah, it hurt my feelings
because we don't get any pussy.
Yeah.
You got no luck.
Sports Bar, this is Carol. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm drowning in pussy because I'm a Patriots fan.
Oh, that's nice.
Aren't you jealous?
I hope you have a really great night.
I'm going to watch Two Girls Scissor tonight. You're going to miss it. Oh, I want to talk to the dude.
I'm gonna dress my girlfriend up as a Seahawks fan. Make her suck my dick because that's what the Seahawks did. I sucked a dick.
Dude, you can't say that though. Like, Baz is gonna be real pissed off. All right, look. Here's a new 2014 Belmont Tilt utility trailer. I don't know what to do with that. Let's find out what we can. that lady, you've been drinking, haven't you? You've been watching the Super Bowl.
No, I've been masturbating. You've been watching porn.
Porn for the last half hour.
She's
like, oh.
She's like, oh, okay.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Hey. Hip.
Hello?
Hip. How you doing? You got a trailer. Oh.
What?
Bullshit, right? Bullshit.
Right.
Don't forget, we got video over at my YouTube channel, youtube.com/madhouseradio. It's also at madhouselive.com. Hello. Hey, we got that trailer. Look. Woohoo. Pendejo culo mierda, stupid faggot. We'll continue the show in a second. Right now, I'm going to have a sip of my soda.
Nice. Same. Nice.
The only time every week I drink soda is during when I'm alive.
When you're alive?
When I'm live on the air.
Oh, so you said when I'm alive.
Yeah.
I was like, oh?
When it's one of my shows. Yeah, if it wasn't, I'm on everyone else's show. George sending an interesting picture of a clown, fat clown guy, naked from the neck down. Okay. Thank you. That's the IRC chat room. If you'd like to see fat clowns naked from the neck down, head on over to prankcallnation.com/chat. Ken's there now. Ken, what's the street beat in the chat room? You know what's going on?
Oh, I don't know. Without looking at it, I know George is probably jerking his dick.
Right.
Yeah.
New News probably yelling at us about doing UK calls.
Right.
And Bob Vance is smoking peyote.
Check, check, check. Okay, good. All right, moving on. We didn't get an answer from the guy with the Chevy Nova, so we'll do Andrea Chavon. That's a stupid name, Andrea. Do you want a team that supports you, trains you, mentors, and guides you? Join my team today. The fuck team is it? Not only will you get to be a part of changing lives, you will make extra money. We guide you every step. Woo! All right, let's find out. What kind of team is this? Until I'm making a roller derby team I want her to be on. That'll teach her. That'll teach her to offer up random teaming. Battery's down to 15.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Hello.
Hey. Andrea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, this is Cross. You're doing the team, right? Team stuff?
What team are you talking about?
Well, I'm organized. We have a team here that we got going, and we need help with a mentor, someone to guide, join the team. You can join us, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, make us stronger so that we have success. We integrate. We deal with our synergy. We, you know, multiple out of every member is one. There's no I in the team. We teach that, you know. We believe in that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we don't leave a brother behind. We teach that also. You know, we came here to win. We don't quit. We go all the way. Right?
Yeah, what company you work for?
I work for United Team Machines.
Okay, and what are you wanting from me?
To join the team. We'll pay you to join the team.
Yeah, I'm not going to be interested. Thank you.
Well, come on. It's a pornography team. Oh, bitch motherfucker.
Nice company name.
United Team Machines. I can always sneak United and Machines into a company name, and it always just gets by.
Yes.
Man, I missed the website, United Business Machines. I wish Tristan was around. Come on, Tristan, come back.
Thank you for calling Heavenly Pet Grooming and Kennel.
She's a pet groomer. AKA team builder who will change your life. please, right? God, please. Spare me. All right. Ryan, out and about, call or text. Any of you want this?
The fuck is he doing out and about, motherfucker?
Let me share. Well, I should give you his YouTube, not his YouTube, his Facebook, so you know what's going on. See, there I am again doing the normal way of copy pasting instead of my speedy way. It's years and years of doing it that way.
Oh yeah,
I gotta get over it. But anyway, yeah. Anyway, Ryan Santo, and he's got what I said. What did I say he's got? He said he's out.
He's out in a fucking bout.
Out and about. He's sniffing, you know, at the glory holes in town, seeing what the action is.
Oh, yeah. He wants to know if you need your driveway done. That's all Dwight.
Did I do the right number?
I'm stuck in a fucking driveway.
Oh, that's the wrong number. Hang on. See? Come on, Lose. You can do this, Lose. Dude, I was just remembering high school football today for some reason. The dumb shit we used to do. We used to send someone to watch the snap count that the other team did during practice so we could cheat. Not cheat, but just get in their snap count style.
Yeah, strategy.
Yeah. We had a black
have reached the voicemail box of...
It's funny, was it last night I heard was someone being called Boogie last night, or was that Friday?
Yeah, that was the asshole with the washing machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a receiver, skinny black kid, fast as fuck, so spindly, we called him Boogie, like out of Chris Rock. No, we called him Pookie. Yeah, no, his older brother was Pookie, because he looked like Pookie from Chris Rock's Pookie character from... What was that? 21? Not 21. What was it? New Jack Hustler, I guess, right? And then we called him Boogie. And he used to eat green fucking... Like, we'd be in a opposing team stadium, like down at New Smyrna Beach or Daytona Beach and shit. And he would eat shit, like, to get pumped up. Like, one time he ate, like, a green fucking nasty bug that was on the floor of this nasty fucking locker room. Females locker, because it was a females locker room, because the visiting team goes to the females locker room to get ready. Oh man,
that's funny.
Yeah, I was like, what's wrong with you, dude? He used to make fun of him all the time. And I remember like once, like around the summer, we were having two-a-days, and well, right before school started, and on a Friday we'd always get something extra, like we'd actually get Powerade instead of water at the end of the practice or some shit. And this time they brought in like all these watermelons and cut them up, and Boogie was out there cleaning the fucking rinds. I mean, cleaning them. And we had a fucking table full of chopped up fucking watermelon, like just chopped. They kept this came out there with a machete and just chopped the motherfuckers up. And we're like, dude, we're like, Boogie, man, there's more. He just fucking cleaned it like a fucking...
Boogie, you're feeding into the stereotype,
oh
buddy,
my
come
God.
On.
It was
yeah,
like,
really.
Yeah, it's like down to the white of the rind, man. Like sucking on that juice. It's like, dude, just grab another.
I don't even like watermelon.
It's just a pain in the ass, especially if it has the seeds. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Did we call Ryan? I have a bullshitted this one.
Hey, yeah, we got voicemail on it.
All right, we'll try him again.
Is that the guy who's out and about?
Yep. Sniffing nice. Around. Big Boogie. You wonder what that guy's doing now. Actually, I heard he joined the Marines and got huge. Ryan.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hey, you gonna do the driveways?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Dwight. And I want you to do the driveway.
Who's this?
It's Dwight. Nobody every time, first time, nobody can understand my name. I'm friends with Lauren.
Oh, up in Inlay City?
Yeah. No, your girlfriend, Lauren. Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Dwight.
I don't know who that is.
I know. I just said I'm friends with your girlfriend, Lauren. Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah, I need the driveway done.
And where's that at?
I'm over here on the Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Where?
Yeah, over there, the new development, Horse Machine Ranch Road.
All right, well, text me the address.
Okay, are you going to bring Lauren with you so maybe I can rub some lotion on her feet and then eat her pussy?
I guess not.
He didn't like that.
He didn't like that at all.
I think it was the lotion thing. I think he's been hurt with the pussy eating.
On the lips. On them lips.
Reached the voicemail box of...
That fucking girl from last night. I was like, yeah, you ever put that washing machine on spin cycle and then sit on it and vibrate your pussy? And there's that fucking guy calling her just going ape shit in the background. She was not fucking happy.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, dude. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know why I was like that last time. Like, I was just like half playing a game and the other half is like, I don't know, I don't have the prank juice. I'm good now, actually. I'm feeling good now. I have my spinach. Yeah.
Oh, you had that crazy Mexican who started doing the redneck voice and he wouldn't hang up the fucking phone.
Yeah. You just kept saying shit on the phone. I got up, made a sandwich, came back, and fuckers just finally hung up.
Like, hang up the phone, motherfucker. And he's like, I will. Quit saying stuff and I'll hang it up.
I am.
He thought he was fucking up the prank calls. He's like telling him, he's like, see, I'm fucking it up for you. He's like, no, you're not.
He just kept analyzing. Like, I was being mean to him. Like, I was like, what do you mean by that? Like, whatever. He said something. Or, like, once, did his friend in the background laugh? And I was like, why is she laughing? What's so funny about that? He's like, that's what I do. Whatever. Anyway. I wanted to mention, is there anyone in our tiny chat? Does anyone want to go in tiny chat? We usually have a crowd in the tiny chat. Oh, we do. Aussie Jackson. Ooh, look at the Aussie Jackson. I see his glasses.
His pectorals.
Need some new frames, man. Oh, man. Yeah, but more people can camp up there with us and hang out. You guys can. I don't really get. There's way too much going on for me to interact with you there. But you can see me doing my thing. The music's in there also, and you can interact with everyone else and camp up also. I think it's fun. I feel like being on.
Yeah,
Jack, I'm really digging your talking time.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's on my list of my main playlists that I use on YouTube with my blogs.
Yeah, I'm just uploading the old ones. Yeah. So, and then once they're all uploaded, I'm going to start making new ones.
I think. Yay. Let me think. Look, what I watch every day, I watch all the PC and host channels are in my list. I see Boyfriend versus Girlfriend. I see them.
They're good.
The Shaytards are in there, but every once in a while, I can only take so much of a cute family. And,
I liked him better when he was fat and had a beard.
Yeah, right? You know?
He was less douchey.
Yeah, well, he shaves it every time this year for the family photo. That's why he does it. Yeah. The one that's in his aunt's slate every year, all year. That's what I fucking watch. I see all the Vice, like Vice comes through. Anything on Vice I watch every day. CTFXE, I still watch. Not as much. Maybe once a month. Once a week, I might watch it. That's it. I think that's some prankers. Like Roman
video.
Roman Atwood, Vitalia. See, there's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I was so pissed. Yeah. I was at a place called Rule 3 yesterday, which is a bowling alley.
Yeah.
I saw on one of his blogs he was there around the same time I was, but we just missed each other.
Vitalia or Roman?
Roman. Roman Atwood.
Vitalia's in Miami, I think, right?
Yeah.
And Roman's out there in California. Or where are you? Where are you? Oh, you don't have to tell me. I'm sorry. That's kind of private.
But oh, anyway. No. It's fine. I'm in Columbus.
Columbus. Oh, okay. Anyway. Cool. Enough blog gossip talk.
Did you see that video? The elevator video?
Yes, I did. Thank you. Me and my wife watched it today, and we had a good time laughing at it. It was fun.
I threw it together, and I started watching it after I'd already put it on YouTube. I'm like, dude, it almost fucking lines up with the dings and shit. Mm-hmm. The elevator was stopping. I'm like, oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, really? I thought maybe you did that. I was like, damn, he kind of put some work into that. Timed it with the music at the beginning and everything, but cool.
I was gonna do the whole Aerosmith Love in the Elevator fucking music video, but I was having issues.
You probably get a copyright block at some point. Or it would just mute the whole thing, which sucks. Hate it when that happens. Hey, let's do pranks. Sorry, guys. I'm getting...
Yeah.
There we go. We got a good... Now we got a good crowd in the fucking tiny chat. What's up, guys? Thanks for being in there. Weeping Angel. Bob Vance. What's up, Bob Vance? And Sickmore. Is that Gilmore or just some guy named Sickmore? He said okay.
That's Gil Mumbo.
It's Gil Mumbo. Africa. He's playing a song called Africa right now. There's guitar on there. You can watch that. Maybe even hear it live. Going back to Dashy, who sent us some numbers. I'll wrap those up and we'll move on to Mr. Dwight. Dude, I woke up at 2 p.m. today. Mary Kay, independent business owner. Made in the USA. Skip the lines at the mall for Valentine's Day. Call me for specialized gifts. Let me get her name because it's not in the ad. It's actually not a name. No name. Just her. She made a Facebook page. Yeah, dude, I got forced to change my name to Carlito Cross. It wouldn't say Carlito Pranks anymore. That's the only reason I changed it a few weeks ago. And I'm wondering what I'm going to do once it hits the point where they won't even take that anymore. Yikes.
Huh.
Yikes. I think, Dwight, you'll be able to go under the radar. This isn't Dwight McClanahan. It looks
I think so. They can't prove that's not my real name.
Exactly. But Carlito Pranks is so close to Carlito Pranks. I like that. It's had a feel to it, you know? All right, blah, blah. Here's the Mary Kay thing. If any of you want it, shout out. If not, I'll proceed.
Go for it.
So I usually do it here. I like that I always have a group effort.
Yeah.
Or let everyone interact as much as possible. I used to be able to take calls. But,
Your name and number after...
Demi Lovato. Anyway, we used to be able to take calls, but... A, we got a lot of people... And then we got a lot of trolls and abuse, and we had to... That was the end of an era. Brought to you by the trolls.
Motherfuckers.
Hello? I thought you picked up.
You have reached the voicemail of Christine Delgado.
What kind of name is that? I knew we beat the Spanish already. Horse show closet. What? One vest, many different looks? Hang on, I gotta see this. Size small, please PM her. Okay, hang on. What is going on here? Horse show closet. So this guy, it's like what you would wear to show a horse. A horse show horse. If you were the guy or the girl who would ride the horse in the show. Wow. Look at that.
Horsey.
And she's there in the closet. Horse? All right, let's do it. Jag, hang up, call back. See if your hiss goes away.
Okay.
Let's reset your call. Yep. It gets a little
cool.
Better.
Yeah, I don't know why it does that.
Yeah, it's coming back now again.
You have reached the voicemail of Christine Delgado. Please.
All right, here I am again. Not copying the number right.
Project in the future, please keep me in mind.
call has been forwarded to an automatic.
I saw about 8 Three Stooges shorts yesterday in a row.
Call has been.
Damn. Well, let me close some of these browser windows. So disgusting. Pardon self as I discuss this. They talk with the that I ain't never seen the justice. Well, that was off to me. Okay. Travis Starbird has a 94 Chevy Stepside. Runs great. 187K miles, but doesn't smoke or anything. Just charge the oil. I guess he means changed. Or maybe I just read it wrong because I'm blind and fat and diabetic with one eye. All right, here we go. All right, Meatwad, your brother, man. Shut up, Meatwad.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Okay, do you guys have any bright ideas?
I got numbers about the fire agent.
10-4. Let me go back to Dashy. I think he has one or two more.
Yeah, I got an idea. Dwight has numbers he's about to send you.
Thanks. I have a better idea. Get good calls. Do good calls. 2000 Acura Integra LS machine, automatic.
United.
Women always drive automatics because they're bad at driving and suck at stick shift. It's a miracle they can move at all in the car.
Your call has been forwarded through automatic voice message system. 6.
Speaking of which, did you guys see the Lindsay Lohan commercial for Esurance? Pretty funny. I almost
said. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, she was crashing stuff. Not to be a spoil, but watch it. It's great. And then they also had one with fucking Mr. White from Breaking Bad as a pharmacist. It was really good.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was a good one.
I like the Snickers one. Fucking Marsh. She was getting all pissed, you know, then she got hit in the nose with the football.
Automatic voice message.
But it was fucking Danny Trejo. And they were like, Marsha, eat a Snickers. Because you get angry when you're hungry. And so, like, she's like, oh, that's better. And then at the top of the stairs, it's fucking Steve Buscemi or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, Marsha. Like, it's not about you, Jan. He's like, it never is. And fucking started running away.
Nice. Dead number. I saw the Jurassic World and Terminator Genesis ones, but they were just expansions of the trailers, which is kind of cool. There you can see a few more scenes now. I'm excited for Terminator Genesis, boy. I'm telling you what. That's looking kind of nice. Reboot, but they're keeping the story the same. They're having a T-100, Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator went back in time into the 60s or 70s and met Sarah Connor then and started protecting her then, so he's all old now. So they get around that problem. Age.
Yeah, I saw the part where the original Terminator's coming. He's like, I've been waiting for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess they're going to have a T-1000 in it too. It's quite impressive. Saw those scenes. Yeah, man, the first two, so I guess you're just going to say that the third one was an alternate reality, and the fourth one was a sequel to that alternate reality. So there have only really been two Terminators in the real prime story, they say. Nice way of getting around the fact that the franchise is just about dead, because they've had two flops in a row. But this one might do it, you know? I mean, look at Star Trek. There you go, you never know. We'll see what happens with Star Wars. It's looking exciting, too, the news out of that camp. Yeah, I like how, dude, I read that George Lucas last month said
that Disney has not gone with any of his ideas for the next three movies, especially the next one. They didn't retain anything. It's all on their own. And I said to myself, okay, all right, you sold it. They didn't have to do that. What are you complaining about, dude? Like, come on, seriously? You sold it because you wanted to get out of the business. You're out of the business, A. B, you got a chance to make three more of them after the first three, and they all sucked. I think at this point, you're retired with a 500 record. Just chill. Let Disney take over it. Yeah, let the others take over, for God's sake. God damn. Rant over. Here we go. Back to numbers.
What music is that from? That background music? From a game, isn't it?
I don't know if it's from a game. I mean, the album, I know it's Danger Doom 2. MF Doom and Danger Mouse.
Oh, that's a Donkey Kong, I think.
Is it a Donkey Kong too?
I think so. Sounds familiar. Yeah, no. That's definitely it.
Kind of like it, I think. I'm thinking a different song altogether. Never mind. Okay, Shiva, who says, hey, guys, got MRG. I have changed my mobile. Whatever MRG is, got merged. Got merg. Didn't I already try that three times in a row and it did that? Okay, too much spinach. Andrew Stein says, if anyone needs plowing done, text me. Where's Neon? Jay, do you mind if I offer your virgin ass up to be plowed now?
Do it.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hi. You're looking to do some plowing?
Yes.
Okay, yes. How much you charge?
It all just depends if you're close by or in the size of the lot.
He's not that big. He's not that big. It's the first time, though.
I mean, we're talking a driveway, a business parking lot. What are we talking?
We're talking my friend's ass, Jag. Jag.
Hello. Hi. How's it going?
Yeah, he needs some plowing done.
Okay.
He said he wants to be sure before he commits to this heterosexual thing. Yeah, that's what I should have expected for a response.
Jesus Christ.
He already knew from the beginning. I was like, are we talking about talking about some faggot shit?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Come on, man.
Don't do that faggot shit.
We have over 200 listeners, no lie, right now. That's 134 on Mixler. We have 18 for both the PLA and Madhouse stream. And it looks like we're in the 60s for Blue Planet Prank Radio. Is that 200? Just about. Yeah, it is 200. It's over 200. Cool, man. Not included whoever might just be watching on YouTube or Tiny Chat and not somewhere else. All right. I'm the best.
Good shit.
All right, we're going to Dwight's numbers. Hey, Dwight.
Hey-o.
All right. Simon Barrientes. Just built this 8x10 deck with 3-foot stairs for Ramon. Thank you, Ramon. Hope you and your wife enjoy your new deck for a long time, man. All right, cool.
Yes.
What's he bragging about? I built some shit. I'm cool.
He fancies himself a fucking carpenter. He thinks he's Jesus.
Oh, these people are going to be frying plantains and shit on that fucking deck. Disgusting.
Hello?
Yeah, is that Simone?
FaceTime?
Yeah, I was just talking to Ramon. I was at his house. We were looking at that new deck.
Yeah.
He said it's a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah?
He was complaining about it. He showed me where the wood wasn't sanded down in a bunch of places. He showed me that you didn't do any sealant on it.
I told him what he was going to get when we made a deal.
Well, my name is... I'm Garcia. I'm his friend.
Well, I made a deal with him, and I told him what he was getting, and I told him what he was getting. He was real happy with what he got when I left.
What'd you say? Do you speak English?
Yes.
Oh, can you say it in English now?
I said we discussed what he was getting.
Oh, God.
And
that accent makes my ears hurt. The accent makes my ears hurt. It's disgusting. Can he fry plantains on here?
The what?
Can he fry plantains?
I can't understand what you're talking about.
You know plantains? Plantain?
No.
It's like a banana? Plantain?
Nope.
No?
What about it?
He wants to fry them. He likes to fry plantain.
I don't know who you're talking about, Ben.
Ramon. Whatever. Stupid waste of time, that one.
What you talking about?
Your accent hurts my ears.
All right, Tomas checked in at the Hilton on Super Bowl day. Dwight, please do this one. Save us from my calls tonight.
I'll call this motherfucker.
Thanks, buddy. Again, this is a check-in, it appears, correct, Dwight?
Yes.
Excellent.
Tomas.
Good evening. Thanks.
Yeah, you need to fix your phone. I hear statics.
Okay, how can I help?
Oh, Jesus. I need to be transferred to my brother's room, please.
What was the room number?
I don't have the room number. I'll give you his last name, okay?
Yeah, sure.
It's K-R-A-L-J.
Okay, I will just transfer you now.
All right. Make it happen, fucker.
You're not alone. This is a long voyage.
Yes?
Yes, is this Tomas?
Yes.
Yes, this is Dwight from the front desk. How are you?
Okay.
I was calling in response to some complaints we have about noise in your room.
In my room?
Yes.
No.
Noise. They said they heard loud yelling and sounded like sports football going on.
But not in my room.
No, they said your room. Can you verify your room so I can make sure? What room number are you in? What?
Sorry?
What room are you in?
373.
Yes, that's the room. They said you were yelling loud, and one neighbor came over and knocked politely on your door and asked you to keep it down, and he said that you were rude, and you told him to fuck off.
No.
This did not happen?
No.
Okay, because I had a second gentleman from the same room. He said he came and knocked, and you opened your door, and he said, can you please keep it down? And you pulled down your pants, and you wiggled your penis at him and told him to suck on this.
Not really.
Yeah, I know. You laughing about it just condemns your actions, sir. Okay. Sir, can you explain why you're doing this? This is a Christian establishment. We can't have people doing that.
Wow, yeah, okay.
I know you've been drinking, celebrating Super Bowls and stuff like that, but we can't have this.
Okay, who is this?
This is Dwight. I'm down here at the front desk.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So do you want to answer to this? Because I'm going to have PD come down and talk to you.
No, I would not answer.
Well, I need your side of the story, sir. I'm going to have the police department on the way.
Well, I was not in the room, actually. So I was looking the pro ball down to the, in the bar, and I'm in the room for half an hour. So.
Okay, now I'm getting different stories. Now you were in there, now you weren't in there. I need a straight answer from you.
What?
I need a straight answer from you. You say you were in the room, now you weren't in the room, you were in the bar. I need a straight answer so I can tell the police department what happened.
I mean, I guess you are joking with me.
I'm not joking with you, all right? This is not a joking thing. I don't like calling up people in the middle of the night and having to get their side of a story where apparently they were waving their genitalia at our other guests.
No, I was not doing that, and I'm just know what are you talking about.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do, because the complainant was able to describe in great detail what your genitals look like, I'm going to bring you down and approximately five other guests, and I'm going to put you in a penis lineup, and we're going to have them pick you out.
Okay.
So you're going to need to come down to the front desk, leave your pants up in your room, and come down for the lineup.
Okay.
I still do not know what you're laughing about.
It's okay.
Are you here legally, sir? Are you traveling outside of the country?
No.
Do you have your papers on you?
Yes.
You will need to bring your papers downstairs, sir. The police department is on their way. They're going to want to see it.
Okay, I will come down, okay.
You come down. You come down 5 minutes, motherfucker.
Okay.
You want the front desk real quick?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here you go.
You remember what room he was in?
Three something.
Oh, shit. Chat room.
310?
No, there was a 2 or a 7 or a 5. Or a 4.
Good evening. Thanks for calling the Hilton with the Resort and Spa. This is Kenny.
Hi, my name is Tomas, and I had a guy call my room just now.
Okay, sorry, which room are you in?
I'm in 373.
And, yes, I believe, somebody did ask to be transferred to your room.
He told me that you had complained about my room, about loud noise, and that I had to answer for loud noises.
Okay, let me transfer and then, to the manager on duty.
Well, then he tell me that somebody came to my door and knocked, and that I waved my penis at them, and I did not, nothing, no one answered my door.
Okay, I can just transfer you to the manager on duty, and they'll be able to help you out, sir.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Awesome.
Good day. You have reached the voicemail for the manager on duty at the Hilton Whistler Resort and Spa. I'm sorry we are unable to take your call as we are currently assisting other guests or on the other line.
I was trying to hit 0, but I flaked out. Let's try him again if you want. Fuck it, right?
J-Boy says I sound like a banchoed.
Or maybe he's there already. He sound like a banchoed.
Hello. You transfer me. You transfer and no one answers.
Oh, sorry about that. Yes, I was supposed to answer it. Yes. How can I help you, sir?
Are you the manager? Because the voicemail, it was a woman.
Yes, sorry. I'm the manager on duty, yes.
Okay, my first name is Tomas, and I'm on 373. And somebody was, they called my room, and they say, Dwight was their name, and they work at the front desk. And he told me that he have complaint against my room, that I was being too loud.
I can't hear you.
You hear me okay?
I hear Hello? You okay now, yes.
Okay.
Hi.
Someone called named Dwight to my room. They say they work for you at front desks. And he say he have complaints. He have loud noises come from my room. And I tell him that's not my room. That no noises come from my room.
Well, did this happen now?
Yes, like 2 minutes ago.
Let me double check with my colleague because we didn't call you from here. So I'm guessing it was someone from another phone.
Okay. Yeah, he said his name was Dwight. And he said that a neighbor had complaints. And he told me that the neighbor told him.
Dwight working in the hotel.
He told me that the neighbor came over and knocked on my door. And I told him bad words and nobody knocked on my door. And then he tells me the neighbor, he come over again and that I waved my penis at him and I did not do this.
Yeah, I don't, we don't have anyone at the front desk called White, so no one from the front desk call you. If you have any further issues, give us a call and we'll investigate.
I do have issues because he says he's calling police department and I would have to come down with my, to do a penis lineup. He said I should leave my pants in my room and come down, and they were going to identify my penis.
Okay, so is there anyone outside your room right now?
Outside of my room?
Yes, at the door, because the only thing I can think of, this was a prank call from someone.
No, there's no bodies outside of my door.
Okay, so the only thing I can imagine at this point is that this was a prank call, and there's unfortunately no way I can know from where he came from.
Oh, there's no way to the tracings?
No, unfortunately not. I apologize about that.
Okay. Do you take care of like maintenance issues?
I do have a maintenance on staff. Do you want to talk to him?
Well, I just need to leave him a note. You know the ice machines?
Yes.
The ice machines. I went over by the ice machines and I was going to stick it to Dwight. I didn't like his tone. And I went by the ice machines and I pulled down my pants and I pooped.
Sorry, I don't understand that.
I pushed my bowels. I pooped pee.
Oh,
on the floor by the ice machines.
On which floor was that?
I mean, it's 373.
Okay, do you want me to send someone from housekeeping to take a look at that?
Yeah, they need to take a look, and then I need fresh sheets because I had to use my sheets because I was out of the toilet paper.
Sir, are you in your room right now?
I'm in my room, but I'm on the I'm on the toilets.
Oh, okay. Are you not feeling well?
Wes?
Are you not feeling well?
I have bad foods and I have messy drawers.
Okay, so I'll send housekeeping up and I'll go up with him and we'll take a quick chat. Okay.
Okay, we'll talk when you get here.
Sorry.
I talks when you get here. We talks.
Perfect. I'll be right there.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, interesting.
And that guy's going to have an interesting conversation.
All right. Okay, I'm going back to the list here. Where we have Karen, who has a 1 foot squared room. Did she really put 1 foot, or did you copy that wrong? 1 foot squared rooms. Okay.
No, that's copied right from the ad.
I couldn't fit my dick in there. Because it's so big, it's bigger than the floor.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You got a room there.
Pardon me?
You have a room for share?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Why you mean sorry?
Yeah, it's not available.
How big was the room, though?
It's very small. It's only about a 12 by, let's see. No, I think it could be probably around a 12 by 12.
Because you put 1 foot squared in the ad.
Oh, well, I didn't post the ad.
That's ridiculous.
Pardon me?
That's ridiculous, 1 foot squared. I couldn't put my dick in that.
You know what? I really don't want to talk to you. I don't appreciate that kind of language, and don't call me back anymore. Thank you.
Kanaka. All right. Call him back. Either of you can talk to him if you
don't call me back.
You call me back one more time. I'm going to call
you. I'm sorry. OSS.
Is Janice there?
My name is Bernice. I was calling about the room.
Oh, I love your new Bernice character. Jay, you still here?
Yeah, I just got back.
She said call back. How are you?
I'm the freaking corn dog king. Minions, I have summoned you here today.
No answer, but give me a second. I'll bring it back, please.
Okay.
I'm back.
Hey.
Moving down the list. We got no name who has a $500 room to share available starting today. Have we heard from Baz yet?
Negative. He's probably like jerking off using his tears as lube right now.
Oh, poor guy. No one's there, dude. It sucks, dude. I hate the pads. You know, deflation gate aside, I hate the pads.
Yeah, well, I was hating the Seahawks because Marshawn Lynch was like, you know what I'm here for. Shout out to all my real Africans.
Yeah. He doesn't like TV.
What's up?
He doesn't like TV interviews, bro.
When the Packers lost, my dad was so depressed. I felt bad.
That was a good game.
Hello? Yes.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Doing fine. How you doing?
Well, I'd be doing better if I hadn't just lost a huge bet on the game, you know, motherfuckers.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm just going to masturbate a few times, you know. You have a room for rent, room for share?
No, thank you.
Why? Because it's because of the masturbation, right? Yeah. Oh, no, thank you. He sounded like a Kanaka.
Please leave your message for
David LaBelle.
He sounds like Chief, doesn't he?
A little bit, yeah.
He's well see true.
I've moved and they found me.
Please leave your message.
Alright, he ain't playing no more. We got Big Dale with a partial living room for rent.
Alright.
Can't make this shit up anymore, man. $400. 200 square feet of partial living room.
Yeah, you're sharing it with 6 adults.
Oh, we have dogs and cats. You need a job, no drugs, no heavy drinkers, no overnighters near the bus stop. Oh, this sounds like a winner. And this is in Coconut Island?
Yep, should be Hawaii.
Oh, wow. All right. Nice. What do you want?
I'm good.
All right, go for it, man. Minority. Aw, oh, man.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
I was cracking up. I watched Giad's video the other day with you in it. I'm only doing one fucking take of this.
I find this offensive.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice...
Oh, she gave me the fuck you button there the second time. Or he.
It.
Yeah.
Tit.
Let's be fair, it could be an it.
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Hold on. Back to the list of numbers where we have Anissa, who has a $650 studio share in Tem. How do you share a studio? We need Neon for these. Neon says she has a migraine, but she will be joining us shortly.
Yay!
I'm actually about to take a break, to be honest with you. Why don't we just take that break now, huh? Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We'll take that break now. We'll come back. We'll do some more calls. All right. Okay. But before we do that, I always like to take a look, see what we got coming up. Real quick, if you're not already, and I've forgotten to give out the link, but you can help us out over at patreon.com/prankcallnation. Give us an aid. At least a dollar goes a long way. And I get you some goodies from Jayad and himself and the rest.
Yeah.
What do we got coming up next, Dwight? What kind of numbers?
We got more roommate numbers. We got some free shit from Craigslist. Along with more Facebooker numbers.
Yeah, a few dogs.
I got a suggestion. Maybe we need to find some McDonald's that have the play place in them. And maybe we do the echo. You're stuck in the fucking play place.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I like that. All right. A free poi dog. What's a poi dog? I have no idea. We'll find out when we come back in just a few minutes. Thank you.
That when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those thugs.
It's the Thuggish Ruggers Ball. It's the Thuggish Ruggers Ball. It's the Thuggish Ruggers Ball.
All righty. Here we are back.
Song's got me kind of feeling kind of groovy.
I really want that slushy call. That was funny as hell. Or smoothie.
Broken English. Yeah, I know I broke the English.
You know the C word?
Oh, I know. Oh, I know the C word. You dare use it with me. I'll get you fired. Whatever. Things of this nature.
That's funny because I don't fucking work for you.
Oh, man. Let's continue with our show. Let's get back to them numbers that Dwight and I discussed before we took that break.
I have located many McDonald's with play places.
Nice.
Thanks to the McDonald's website, they assisted me because they had it checked if they had a play place.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, I was waiting for my intro.
Well, it's about time. What's up, Neon?
Who was that? Is that Roxy? What's up, Roxy?
Hey, what's up, Fag TV?
Hey.
So Neon Jag TV or Fag TV, as she rudely said. And Dwight are here. Is that it? Do we have anyone else?
Yeah, this is the Fag Bowl.
That's my sex name, so it's fine.
What, Fat Fag Bowl?
That's your winky face. Yeah.
Fag.
Not Fag TV. Fag Bowl.
Fag Bowl.
Why don't you pass that bowl over here, Neon?
Nice. Look at you.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a cool guy, a cool Fag TV.
Yeah.
All right, so who was the last? Let me see here. Ending number 7-8. Big Dale was our last attempt. Am I right there? Did we not get a
Big
hold
Dale?
Of
Big Dale?
Yeah. Did we get a hold of a list?
Yeah, because I think you wanted the room and you said you were going to, you were masturbating. He said, no, thank you.
Okay, that's right. That's right. We got Anissa. You want to do it because it's a lady and she ain't going to want to rent to us, Neon, okay?
Hey, wait, what is she renting?
Talk to your people. She said $650 studio for share. A share, like an actual studio apartment, which is insane. That's too small. Jesus Christ, God. Good Lord, heaven. But that's what it is. All right, do you understand?
Yeah.
Studio apartment? Okay.
Yeah.
And anybody else who may want to join us tonight, just give me a call on the Skype. Not anyone else, but anyone else in the know who's in the accepted click.
Who's the accepted click?
I think Dark Stranger just called and hung up quickly.
Her name's Anissa.
Anissa? Or Anissa?
Nissan.
Hello?
call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 8085487.
Hey, Dark Stranger Donkey.
Yeah, when I called, it said Curly to busy.
Of course. Doing a show.
No love.
Yeah. Okay, let me move on to the next number. 450 dollars share, nice and quiet. Her name is Ella. Got that?
Okay.
And it's Honolulu. One bedroom for share, 450.
Okay.
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 For share, like shared. Yeah. Singer.
Ooh, good one.
I can feel something inside my senses.
Hello?
Hi, is Ella there?
This is she.
Hi, Ella. This is Leah. How are you?
This is whom? I'm sorry.
Oh, my name is Leah.
Oh, Leah. Hi, Leah.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I saw your ad for the bedroom to share.
Yes, well, I have to take it off. Yeah.
What do you have to take off? Now.
Sorry?
What do you have to take off?
Oh, the ad, because, you know, the room is taken, actually.
Oh, wow. I can take something off, though, too. Yeah.
Sorry?
I could take something off, though, too.
What do you mean?
Well, if you want to share a bedroom, maybe you can find out.
What are you talking about?
Well, isn't this don't you need a dominatrix? Don't you need somebody in there with you telling you what to do while you're in your room?
Mahalo,
baby.
Posted anything like that, you know? Maybe you need a dominatrix and I can certainly supervise you, smart ass.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll be a switch.
Yeah.
That's
all
fine.
Right.
Okay, so you want to be inside me?
Damn. Oh, I gotta call her back.
Oh, shit.
Supervise you, fucking smart ass.
Oh.
That was quite interesting there. Hang on, let me get the music going for a moment.
I forget my name sometimes, too.
I forget who I want to be.
I'm, it's kind of a game.
Whoever you want me to be, baby.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dark Stranger.
Yeah, Dark Stranger.
Shout out to D's.
Yeah.
D's.
D's nuts.
Yeah. What do you want?
D's nuts.
We all want to share your room, baby.
Yeah, hello?
That was fun, guys. Here we go.
This is when I like to join.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're getting all looped up.
This gets a little silly.
Jack, the other day on my show, we were all going around saying insults, and you're like, I'm going to be mean. Fuck it. Eat shit.
Please leave your message.
Just like randomly.
08308.
I remember.
Eat shit.
That's funny.
He said something else to another time. She's like, fuck you. Like, okay.
I know I called someone shitbird on the Craigslist thing. I was like, what's up, shitbird?
Shitbird.
Pussy face.
Those are the best insults, because they're like, what?
I know, they're like,
say to that.
And they just ignore it sometimes. It's just so bizarre. They're like, yeah, I'm selling that.
Okay, back to the numbers. That was funny. You know what? I'm going to try her again. She's funny. One last time. What do you want? This doesn't pick up. We got a free poi dog.
Please leave your message for 8083084.
Leave your message.
I thought poi was
get
like
there
a,
fast enough.
I thought poi was like a really gross kind of food that they ate in Hawaii.
Yeah,
it's also
it's like
a dog.
A dip. All right.
Yeah. I tried it once. It was super sour, right?
Shut up, dog called a poi.
P-O-I. Free poi dog. Very good dog free. I don't know. Yeah,
bitch
never
called a poi.
Weird. Picture of it and everything. Looks like a fucking dog.
Made that shit up. It's probably like two breeds mixed together.
Yeah. His sight is failing due to glaucoma. Oh.
Hello.
Yeah,
hi, hello. This is Shipbird. I'm calling about your dog.
Hello.
Are you selling a dog? Or giving hello? It away? Hello?
What's
hello?
That?
God, you must be like Lenny.
Yeah, you're breaking up. If you're calling about the house, it's been rented.
God damn it, you're renting a house?
What's that?
What's that?
Yo,
Lenny? Lenny!
Syllables, that's all. Not even words, so...
Hey, Lenny!
Listen, you got a poi? You got a dog?
I don't know what... The house...
The poi dog.
The house has been rented.
Fuck you, shitbird.
You stupid ignorant.
What? Hang up the phone.
Dog, not a house.
Fuck your dog. I want to shit inside your dog.
I'm sorry, I can't...
In your house. And your dog.
Is that just Lenny? Like, do I sound like shit, or is that just Lenny's fucking brother?
I don't know. I think he does. I'm going to hang up. Bye.
If I heard ducks, that'd be awesome.
I don't know what that was about. That was weird. Let me call him again.
I thought I might have gotten the wrong ad where you were doing rent or whatever.
No.
Shitbird.
That was awesome.
Shitbird. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm going to put Shitbird on the phone again, okay?
Do you have a supervisor there or something? Old man?
Hello?
Shitbird on the phone again, okay? Do you have a supervisor there or something? Old man?
What?
What?
Is someone listening to the show in the background?
I think so. Who's listening to the show?
It was coming from Carlito. Maybe it was from Tiny Chat.
No, my
Tiny I don't know.
I hung up on him an accident. Oops.
I don't know. No, it's been rented.
I don't know.
I think you have to go to his house, Neon, and supervise him.
Oh my god, that guy.
Yeah, that sounded like Lenny's fucking brother. Yes.
Okay,
funny that you called, because my eldest, Larissa.
Yes.
Hold on one second.
I was expecting ducks.
The ducks and that one guru aid call that I heard, just where the ducks keep happening. Or no. It was the guy that got real pissed off. Some dude that got real pissed off about talking to him. And the ducks in the fucking background.
Oh, the dude that wouldn't hang up? Like he was talking to him for a half an hour?
Good. Who recorded the voice of Lenny? Have I asked this already? But who did that?
Dashy's thing. No, he didn't record it. What it was is it used to be a bot that, I don't know, someone found, but the phone number for the old Lenny went down. Dashy got the audio files and re-ripped them and put them on a new number.
Cool, I guess. All right. It's
Lenny's probably dead.
I think that's a voice. I think someone was doing that. Come on, there's fucking ducks, for God's sake. Really, what? Yeah. I love ducks. Ducks are fun to watch. So
they are.
This is a different dog, guys. Go ahead, Dark Stranger. Try again.
Are they giving it away? Selling?
Yep. Give.
Hello?
Hi, this is Shipbird. Are you giving away a dog? Hello? Are you giving away a dog?
Hello?
God damn it. Is this Lenny?
What's that?
Are you giving away a dog, sir?
Lenny. Sir. Sir.
What the hell's going on?
Somebody took him already.
God damn it.
No.
Who took him? I'll pay you like twice the price. Or is he free? I'll give you
already.
I'll give you $100 if you tell me who took him.
Did they take him in the ass? Oh,
yeah.
$100. Oh, that's a big reward. See, my brain's gone. Wow, $100.
Canadian?
In pennies.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
In loonies.
Oh, that's a good...
50 quid.
Hello? Did they take the dog already?
I'll give you, like, a whole bunch of bitcoins. If you tell me who has a dog.
Did they take it in the ass? Whatever.
Oh.
Keep saying it before I can do
it. Every time you say the ass comment, they hang up.
It's all about ass. It makes them hang up. Listen, here's free firewood, guys, in Honolulu. I think we've talked to a few Honolulu firewood people.
They're crazy.
They usually get angry.
Mm-hmm.
They got to watch out with that firewood there, man. I mean, first of all, it's not that. Maybe they're using it for cooking.
And the fire water.
They don't have a lot of trees on an island, man. I end up like Haiti and shit.
Hash coins. I should have won
you
that.
Have
8-0. I love the Trailer Park Boys.
I've yet to see any Trailer Park Boys.
It's
on my list. I'll get to it.
I know. There's a lot of stuff to watch.
Yeah, he's got to watch National Lampoon's Bad Boy first.
You have reached 8-0.
That's right, I haven't seen it yet. Hey, that reminds me. Did I mention that I saw that show, My Husband's Not Gay, on TLC, and it's fucking hilarious? I highly recommend it. It's
worth a watch.
Oh, my God. It's closeted Mormon men who go by saying that they have SSA, which stands for same-sex attraction. They're not gay. They admit to their wives that they have feelings for men or are attracted to men, but they are committed to being married to a woman and having children. They have urges for men, but never act on them. But they're all like hanging out together in a group, and they're like, "Oh, look at that guy, he's hot. What if danger rating? I'm totally straight."
So they're going with like the old DSM thing.
Got it. You know, yeah, kind of.
When homosexuality was considered a mental illness.
More that they understand that they have, the illness, I guess, that they're born with it and they can't get rid of it, but they're going to live they've been chosen for this extra hard path to righteousness. All Mormons, as I said. They all live in Salt Lake City. Of course.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Jack looks kind of Mormon. Is your family Mormon, Jack? You look kind of Mormon. I'm on to you.
I get Jewish a lot.
Maybe the hair. Not really.
Maybe.
Yeah.
people think I'm biracial sometimes, but I'm
Jack. Jack, you could be Jewish.
My nose is huge.
Aww.
Join the club.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Here's the next number, which is an amazing share room in Hollywood. Yeah, 545. That's not bad. 545 in Hollywood.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Marzipan.
It's everybody.
Shit.
Hello?
Hi. Do you have that bedroom for rent?
No, I don't have bedroom for rent.
Oh. Do you have anything else for rent?
Yeah, it's not for female. It's for male. Share room.
I can be whatever you want me to be.
No, I didn't want it to.
Is that the Turkish horse?
Call back and tell him you are a man.
That is Turkish horse. Carlos, why don't you answer the phone?
Hey, cocksucker. It's not for you.
Whose dick are you sucking?
All right, I'll tell him it's for me.
I'm here from West Hollywood.
West, okay. Is that daytime?
Yes.
West side is the best side.
Shitbird is the word.
Shitbird, the bird is the word. Shitbird.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available.
Damn, he hates women.
Thank you to Family Guy for making that song uncool forever.
What? Yeah. I love that part in Family Guy.
Yeah, that's great.
It's like you spin me right round, baby. I liked that song until Meat Spin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. You got that.
It's even worse.
It was on that Adam Sandler movie at first. The Wedding Singer?
Dead or Alive.
Yeah. Hey, let's try that Fuel Seattle place where they were really mean to me and Jag earlier, talking about the football and Dwight.
They were mean.
Yeah. Not as mean to Dwight, it was a chick.
True.
Neon, you tell her the Seahawks sucks if the chick picks up.
Okay.
Or the guy, too.
You're welcome, Jahasso.
Jahasso.
Yeah.
This is Kara, how can I help you?
Hi, are you guys still taking rides for people who have been watching the Super Bowl?
Are we still what?
Hey, guess what? The Seahawks suck.
Excuse me?
The Seahawks suck. Cock.
You're all a bunch of shitbirds.
The shitbirds.
I'm not actually from Seattle, though, so your joke's not very funny.
It means you're a bitch.
You're funny. No, you.
You got a big pussy.
Shithawks.
I love chicks.
Shithawks.
Yeah.
Let's go with shithawks from now on.
Oh, man, I was actually thinking they were going to win.
Yeah, I wish.
What are you talk shit about it all week, dude.
Thought about. Of course I did. But I just thought about like who could win, and I looked at their names and had a feeling. I knew it was going to be a tight one, but I didn't know it was going to be like a fight and shit afterwards.
Did you? Okay.
Are you a psychic now?
Of course I am.
After the fact.
You're going to get a 900 number for your picks. Call me now. I got all the picks for this week's games. Oh, man. All right. Shall we continue? Yes.
No.
No? Okay. We're going to wrap it up here, guys. Thanks
for coming. Oh, kidding.
All right. We'll stay.
Okay, Milkman.
Yeah.
Where's Milkman?
Shout out.
I tried to call him and didn't pick up. He's okay. I can't talk about that yet on the air. Something might be.
Okay. Sorry about that.
About
shut
it.
Up.
There might be a Milkman event soon on the air.
He's gonna give birth?
Huh?
He's gonna give birth?
He's gonna give birth live on PCN's YouTube channel.
Yes!
Okay, he's full of milk and he's currently out getting milk.
It's coming on my ass, Hermano.
Hermanito!
Oh, here comes
the melodious tones.
Yeah. The big brown baby's coming out. All right, numbers. Donna has a $500 roommate wanted for sale.
I'll talk to Donna.
All right, Donna.
All female only. I'll do Bernie's.
Bernie's.
I'm sure it'll work.
Yeah. Me too. Confident. Confidence is high.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message.
Come on, Donna.
Alright, it's busy. Never mind. He's an answer machine.
The next one's funny.
$1 free room for friends with benefits arrangement. Yay! I'm going to presume it's a guy. Let's place in the end. I am a guy, in all caps, guy. Yes, as I said. First thing in the ad.
Guy.
Listen to this, guys. In his 30s, wanting to share a furnished room for free with a woman, all caps. He is average build, tall, tan, and handsome, aspiring actor, but has a regular full-time job to pay the bills. This will be a mutually beneficial living arrangement, friends with benefits. Apartment complexes, pool, jacuzzi, gym, laundry, private parking, many places to fuck, etc., etc. Looking for a young, attractive lady of any race. I'm open to most body types, but please, nothing bigger than a little chubby. Must have good personal hygiene habits. Free rent utilities. This is a shared room with me and only one bed. Whoa. Dude, oh, yeah. Really?
Does, oh, my God.
Is there even a transition period at first? Like, can you get a week on the bed, on the couch?
Damn.
He's looking for a girl.
I think Jack should call as a woman.
Oh.
Seeing as he put that in his head.
Yeah. Oh, man.
18 and over only. Perfect for pilot season if you're just in town for a few months and trying to get work as an actor.
What the hell, this dude?
God damn.
This guy's fucked up.
This guy sounds like a rapist.
He's in the industry.
Maybe. Well, I don't think I can call because he wants below overweight. And
he should be a fat woman.
When he says he's an aspiring actor, do you think that means like a porno actor?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Just so you have time to get, you know, to earn some money and get back on your feet. So you gotta fuck me in order to save that money, all right?
Damn. It's the next level up from casting couch. Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. This is what it all boils down to. He's just getting down to the business of it, right? In a way.
Yeah, guys have to be direct. Yeah. That's what they want.
I like it. Yeah.
Maybe you've dreamed of moving to LA but can't afford the rent. There you, dude. I'm telling you, if I was a chick, I'd be.
Did
all
he
over.
Put his picture in there?
Not in the ad, but he does ask for a picture, it looks like. I don't need nude pictures, he says. But he does want pics to his email with your phone number. All right, whatever. Let's try to call.
I would never do that shit, but he should put his own picture there. Come on.
Yeah, seriously. Like, here, send me pictures.
Look. He expects that.
And now he won't pick up.
Right.
All that stuff.
Could be like a warty, disgusting fungus mess.
Elephant man.
Crusty.
George says to stop calling. That's his ad.
Oh, George. Sorry.
Hi, this is Christian. Just leave a message and I'll get back in touch with you.
He sounds like he has a big dong.
Yeah.
Oh my God, some dude said that to me the other day. He's like, I know I turned a girl on when I make her all fungusy down there.
Like,
no, dude, never use that on a girl again. Fucking
disgusting.
With my nails, because I have fungus on my nails. Fungusy. And it gets in there.
Dude, you did not just turn me on.
I have
like,
to wear condoms on my fingers when I finger you. Ooh.
I have an STD.
See? All that set up for that. I knew it. The curse of the setup. Okay, we got Renee, or R-E-N-N-E. Rennie, maybe?
Maybe.
575, share one bedroom in Hermosa. Hermosa. All right, let's see if I can get a hold of Milk.
I feel like I need to make bubbly noises.
Oh,
to this music?
For his bong.
I'm gonna try to add him. Let's see if he picks up. Renee, though, right? Did we try that yet? No? Yes, maybe? No, we did not. Okay.
No, not yet. We made fun of his name.
Yes, Renee.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Gross, George.
Do I want to know what to say?
Me.
He said, does George make bubble noises with his cock?
Please leave your message.
So gross.
How?
I don't know, and I want to know why.
Ew, man.
Probably some type of vitamin deficiency.
That's some thick pee, yeah.
It's probably a virus.
He's got like syrup coming out of his dick or like Nickelodeon
slime. It's like he's got some bubblicious and it's blowing fucking bubbles.
Nickelodeon slime.
Pustules. Like,
blub, blub. Possible
George is probably always sitting naked in a hot tub.
What's up, Stinky?
What are the name of those fish? Kandulu? Kandulu fish, you know what I'm talking about.
The ones that go up your urethra? Oh, I don't know the names of them, but fuck that.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah,
Yeah, don't pee if you're in a river in South America. Don't pee in the water, guys.
Oh,
ain't gross. I would imagine it'd be harder to get out for a girl.
Murder face had them.
But what? Wait, what is it?
It's a fish that has like these barbs, and they get stuck in your urethra if you pee in the water.
Oh,
yeah, little small little fishy things. Yeah.
Again.
All right, so Renee was a loss. We have a Mark with a message that his tree committed suicide. I don't know if he needs help chopping it down or is just saying that.
Maybe he needs a memorial or to set it off like Viking style.
Yeah. He cut it up. Damn, that's a lot of wood. He cut it up.
That's what she said.
Piled it at the top of the driveway. If you're a legit 501c3, if you don't know what one is, you aren't one. What's that? A type of driver, I'm guessing. 501. Why, can you do a search for that? 501-C-3 or JAG? See, I'm guessing it's a kind of hauler. You may
see
have
what's
it all.
Good with it?
Yeah, see what was it?
501-C-3.
It's got to be some kind of accreditation for driving large masses of wood.
What is it again? CRD?
501-C-3.
I can't follow it. I'm like, hot.
I'll do it.
501. Fuck. You do it yourself.
It's an exemption for driver's license.
Jag and I are both like, eh, hard work.
Because he's going to quiz me. Are you a 501c3? And I'm just seeing it's a tax exemption. That's not what
C-3PO.
I'm
looking
for. Or a non-profit.
So if you're a non-profit, then okay. All right, I'll see if that's what it is.
Bring a couple of strong people because I am not going to help you load it.
This is some kind of hippie. You can only be a non-profit. You can't
make
burning
it for Satan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're a religion. We're a non-profit. 501c3. Let's do it, guys. Let's be satanic. Yeah, and evil.
Hey, see if we can get that fucking dog. Get that dog in the picture too.
Fuck,
take
you.
That motherfucker with you.
Oh, that bitch.
We can burn him too.
Satan's bitch.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling. I'm a nonprofit, and I'd like to see if
this
I can.
This is Mark's answering machine.
Motherfucker!
Mark's here, but not near
that
the
asshole.
Phone
right now.
You have to save his number. Just to leave a message. Swear to
dickhead.
Fucking asshole. I hate it when they get me with that. It's so embarrassing.
It's fucked up.
It makes me look like I'm not a professional prank caller, which I'm not. Still. Wish I was. I hope to be able to just live off of the money I did on shows, but I don't think I'm ever going to get there.
Never say never.
Yeah. Well, the way I have it structured, we would make it so we would all get a cut of a pretty decent amount of extra money after things are paid for us. That's what my plan is. I don't want to just live off of it. I made a community, not a network for myself. Well, thank that guy for being a milkman, leaving little messages like that.
He tried to get you again. Hello?
Wow. Maybe it was him that time.
That'd be intense.
It's all part of his little test. You must also get past that test, as well as be a 501c3.
Hey, Carlito, I put a picture. It's a new toy for JAG TV and Skype chat.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's fresh off the presses from Dashy.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good, I accidentally opened it twice.
Fatty Patty Jumbo Love Dog, huh? Okay.
Can even fuck her fold.
Oh, you clicked it twice, too.
Three colossal love holes. She's large and in charge.
Damn.
Whoa.
Which ones are the one, two... Okay, I get it.
And the folds.
And you get the folds. Don't forget the folds.
Hell yes.
Now how much would you pay for it?
A lot.
Oh, is that a dildo or a dick in the picture? Surprise.
Who knows? You get to find out.
That's just six.
Me.
Are you playing with your reefer?
All right, so here's German dying. How does a tree just die, an old oak tree like that? That's something wrong. That's a satanic shit in itself. Here's a German diner that's hiring a server. They're in Seattle. Maybe they're open. Maybe they're 24 hours. Let's find out.
I better be.
We're having a good time tonight here. Glad we all skipped school to hang out here.
I gotta work early, but YOLO.
I'm gonna put Jag in a refrigerator.
Hello?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Is this the German diner?
Yes, it is.
You're hiring.
He's on the phone, please.
You're hiring a server? My name is Hans.
Yeah, I'm looking for a server, part-time.
Okay.
So if you're interested, you can come tomorrow between 3 and 5.
Okay, all right. So I'll be working from 3 to 5? That's my shift?
No. That's where you can come and bring me your resume tomorrow.
And then I start. What's my uniform? What do I have? What can I wear?
Tomorrow you don't have to work. I have tomorrow open interviews, and then I make my decision which person I want to hire.
So I don't have to wear anything special tomorrow, right?
No.
I can come naked with no
regular
clothes.
Normal.
I'll come naked. I'll come naked, show you my penis, and be like, "Ooh, it's big." Miss German.
Oh, you know what?
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 you know what?
You know what, Judith? Oh, Judith, where are your papers? Get off this train.
Chaitin.
Go take a shower now. Oh, fuck. That's right. Oh.
Pussy.
Was ist unser heutiges Deutschland?
What?
Oh my god, Rat's on.
Who?
Yeah, who?
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail.
Someone said, say what now?
Say what now? I'm getting more do what's instead of do what now these days.
Yeah.
There's been a paradigm shift. In the vernacular.
Is that the younger generation?
I think the younger generation of hillbillies is taking over in rednecks, yeah.
We need to change
the shirts.
Say
what now?
Say what?
All right. Say
what? Big Kyle is looking for skilled roofers. Wish we had Jose still on the show. He could help out right now.
Fuck yeah.
Any of you want to be a skilled roofer?
I'm a skilled fucking roofer.
Go for it, Dwight. Boricua.
Skilled roofer.
So skilled.
Skilled.
I'm good at putting roofies in drinks.
Fuck yeah. I thought that's what
it was. Reach the voicemail box of...
Hey, come on, Kyle, you fucking pussy.
Bitch.
Try it again. Nope.
We'll get fucking Royco Construction out here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you doing, Kyle? I was calling about being a skilled roofer.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some roofers. We got some jobs coming up in a couple weeks, and I need some roofers to take care of it. So I was looking to kind of find some guys and schedule some interviews and get the ball rolling on that.
Yeah, dude, it's fantastic. I've been roofing for about 6 years now. I was, you probably heard me, I was with Royco Construction for 6 years. And they're my reference. They're good guys, but they went under. The owner, he was siphoning money from his brother, and they had a big thing, and so they had to liquidate.
That's no good.
Yeah, they were. I don't know, family issues, you know, and you know, all of us workers, we got caught in between, and
yeah.
So, like, what type of jobs you got coming up? You got a bunch of, what are we doing? We're doing industrial, we're doing fucking residential. What you got going there?
Mostly residential, some comp jobs coming up. I got one metal roof. I don't know if you do any metal roofing.
Yeah, I do some. I've done about one a year for the past 6 years. A lot of people don't want to put that extra money out for the metal roofings. I don't know.
What I have is a partnership with a solar company, and they do, they sell a lot of metal roofs, which go really well with solar because there's like Nespi clamp that you clamp to the rib of the panels, and then they can mount the solar panels to those. So it works really well, and that's a big selling point for going metal.
Right.
Several other selling points too, which we're able to sell metal that way.
I got you. So it's kind of a partnership thing. So it helps the metal roof sell a little bit better than they would on their own then.
Yeah. So we do all their roofs. So they give us lots of jobs.
I don't want to be I don't want to sound like I'm going over the line here, but you don't have any fucking Mexicans working for you, do you? Because me and the Mexicans, we don't get along.
I know how you feel. I don't have any.
I'll tell you your short story. One of these illegal motherfuckers ended up coming over, and they worked with me over at Royco. And it turns out he started calling in sick quite a bit. Turns out he was back at my house, and he was he's over there laying it to my wife.
What?
And since then, I just, I keep my space from the Mexicans. I figure, if one's going to do it, they're all going to do it.
You never know. But, I don't really trust a lot of their workmanship because, there's a language barrier and they can't learn, the American way of doing things, and they don't get a lot of rain down there.
The only rain they get are coming across that river. You know what I mean?
True.
Racist.
But I actually, one guy, when I found out about it, he told me that he was running away with my wife. It wasn't a tall house, but I waited till his back was turned. And I fucking gave him a little kick right in the ass. He fell off the roof.
Jesus.
Yeah, I couldn't tolerate it. He fell into the dumpster, the fucking big old loader we had out there. And, he had like two or three nails that stuck in his ass, but that's the least that he should get.
All right. Can I get your name and information?
Yeah, my name is Dwight McClanahan.
Dwight?
Yep.
How do you spell your last name?
It's MC. And then CLAHAN.
CLAHAN?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my job title is roofer to the fucking stars.
All right.
That's kind of self-imposed, but yeah.
A little bit. So you do mainly just comp roofs, I assume?
Yeah, I do. Do that. I do a little PVC work. The sheet metal. Sheet metal is my specialty. And I can do anything you need. I mean, if you need me to, to do the roof, I'll do the roof. You need me to, take some worker that's not doing his job and fucking crack him with a shovel, I'll do that. I'll bury his body out back. Well, fuck it. We'll do what we need to do. This is, I don't know why I shouldn't tell you. I'm witness protection and shit. I used to run with the Lucchese's out there in fucking Jersey.
Wow.
Not supposed to be telling people that, but, I just, you keep it in mind. You need something like that fucking done. I make people disappear. You need your wife's pussy aid. I'll fucking do that. I do it all. I'm a all around. I do all the services.
Yeah, won't need any of that.
You know, maybe one night you get drunk or something, you're feeling lonely, I come over and I bring my boy Jack TV, he suck your dick.
Hello.
How's this?
He's gone.
I was going to say awkward silence.
Yeah, long awkward silence pause. Yeah. Interesting.
One of you should call him back as a Mexican.
You start talking Spanish to him.
Hola, Taco Bell.
You got a problem, eh?
First, see if he'll hire you.
He's like, I know what you mean.
Nah. Here's a Hideaway Sports Club in Seattle. Let's see if they're open still. Drowning in their tears.
Thank you for calling the Hideaway. Thank you for calling the Hideaway.
Hey, Shithawks suck.
You hiring a cook?
What?
What?
Huh?
You hiring a cook there, sweetie?
Hello?
Yeah, you hiring a cook?
No, we're not. Actually.
Yeah, it says on Craigslist you guys are hiring a cook.
Hold on, just one moment.
All right, make it happen, bitch.
Jag, are you trapped
Hello?
In your phone?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, what's the deal? He told me to hold on. I'm here.
Who's this?
It's Dwight. I'm answering the ad. I said to call you. Can I have the manager or whoever's in charge? Make it happen.
Oh, come on, Heb. Call her back.
Yeah. Oh, she actually on the ad in bold, it says, do not call about the position.
No, it was an actual ad. I thought you were just calling some old bar.
Oh, no. There's an ad.
Shut up, DS. Shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah, what's the deal? You hung up on me.
Shut up.
What is going on? Why are you... Who's talking in the background?
There's people in the background. I'm at home. I'm calling about your ad.
Dwight, tell that bitch to shut the fuck up.
I'm allowed
up.
To have
You're
friends,
call
you
about
cunt.
A about a job. Don't have a bunch of people
Get
in the
off
background.
The goddamn phone, Dwight.
Seahawks. Hey, listen. Right, I'm allowed to have friends, you cunt.
Bitch.
Okay, it's 11:15.
Shipper.
10:15. It's probably not appropriate to be calling about a job. Call in the morning.
What do you know?
I just got done watching the Seahawks choke a big dick, and I'm drunk and calling about a job.
The ad didn't even specify a time we could or could not call. So
don't
you're
full
know of
your
shit,
place,
lady.
Bitch?
Yeah, you big lazy.
You bitch. Dick.
No, whoever did put it, it did specify, do not call.
Oh, sorry.
Email
sorry.
Your resume over and we'll contact you.
That's funny. Stupid me.
No, not stupid me. I didn't see it when I copied it.
Well, I try to make an impression every time. I try to make an impression every time I apply for a job, and I will call. Yeah,
they'll be a
lot of...
Okay.
It says 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. most shifts, so I think it's appropriate time to call.
I'm going
to
tell you something right now.
Tell me, bitch.
10:15.
Yeah.
Who calls at 10:15 p.m. looking for 10:14. A job?
I do, motherfucker.
Nobody. So I'm telling you right now, if you're looking for a job, don't call at 10:15.
It's 10:14. Well, quit exaggerating.
You got an attitude problem. You're a cunt and you got hired.
No, it's 10:15. Oh, really? It's 10:15.
Yeah. 10:14, you ignorant bitch.
10:14.
Oh, really? I'm telling you, it's 10:15, and you're trying to make an impression. You don't call it 10:15 p.m.
Now it's 10:15.
Are you a
set your clocks, whore? Fucking whore.
Are you a bitch at all hours of the day?
Slut tits. Shit, bro.
I'm
going
to get a job there.
I'm going to tell you right now, don't fucking call back.
Let me talk to you, fucking bitch.
We're going
to
get you fired and take your job.
Okay. Really? Really, bitches? Yeah. Don't fucking call back.
I'm calling the corporate on your ass.
You got a little bit of red ass in her, huh?
Bitches.
Bitches.
I'm going to tell you something. Just tell it. Don't tell it. Yeah. Don't preface it.
You know what?
I'm going to hang up this phone. This call is over. Is it?
Bitches.
Yeah, bitch.
Call me Steve.
Oh, oh man.
I'm looking for the cunt at the hideaway.
Last call, last call. I mean, last time we're calling.
Show's over.
No, no, I'm good. I'm good. Still got some steam machine.
Nice. I'll probably be on till 1:30.
Thank you for calling the Hideaway Sports Pub. If you're trying to place a to-go order...
Fuck my deck.
Fuck it. Fuck it, motherfucker.
McDonald's. Play places. Where? What was your idea, Dwight? You wanted us to say we're I'm stuck.
I think you could do the echo, and you're stuck.
Okay.
Something like maybe you were watching a game and you're drunk and you came in for food and now you're stuck at the fucking play place.
My dad got stuck one time when he was going down on a water slide with me.
Nice.
I kept going. I was very little.
Just went out of his hands.
This was actually like a ghetto water park. Those were the best. When safety wasn't a priority.
The memories are coming back to you.
You can also tell someone you're up in their like air vent. Do that anywhere. Like GoldenEye.
Can I fucking help you?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
McDonald's, how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm in the play place.
I'm sorry?
I'm in the play place. The playground. I'm stuck.
You're in the playland?
In the playland.
Okay.
And I'm stuck.
You're stuck?
In the playland.
Where are you stuck exactly at?
At the very top where all the things go around. And I gotta go pee. I gotta go number one.
Can you give me 1 second, please? Okay, where exactly are you?
On the play race. On the play thing.
I don't hear anything.
I gotta go pee. Can I pee? I'm in the bathroom.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, I don't know exactly where you're at.
Where are you? Did you go to the bathroom?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
What?
May I do a call with the Echo, sir?
Yeah. Do you have an Echo you can use? Or do you need me to make it, Echo?
Oh, you'll have to make it.
All right. In that
mine's half-assed.
In that case, I will, but it will not be on our YouTube feed, unfortunately.
Oh,
shit. Too bad.
Fuck those YouTube assholes.
Yep. Just pretend.
Yeah.
Who do they think they are listening on YouTube?
Honestly.
Like a nerd.
Well, they're going to hear you, but they're not going to hear the calling. Whatever, they can imagine in their head.
Yeah.
Imagination Station, motherfucker.
Imagination.
So that's the next one here, which is on Washington Boulevard in L.A. Hang on, let me get your level here.
Yeah, there was only one with a play place in fucking Hawaii.
Yeah, they're getting rid of them. They're a liability, really.
Is that why they're doing it?
Oh.
All the places here are going all adult.
Yeah.
Granite countertops.
Big titties.
No. Cookies. Big titties. cookies on the counter and fish tanks. Nice. With Nemo fish, clownfish.
Nice.
Nice.
In theory.
Nice. Yeah.
Most of them died.
Sick.
It's McDonald's and no one gives a shit about feeding fish.
Oh, come on.
J-boy.
I'll try the next one then. They'd be getting all lazy at night and shit.
I know I told you before I found a knife in the ball pit.
What?
The disgusting, like, virus-covered ball pit. Snot piss.
Discharge.
In high school, I knew someone lost their wallet in there, and they had to go through for like a whole hour until they found it. They found a bunch of other shit in there.
Like condoms.
Like, they couldn't clean it. How would they clean it?
Hello?
Yeah?
Hello? I got a hell of a fucking problem right now. I'm stuck in the playland.
Where?
In the play place.
Play.
I've been drinking. I was watching the Seahawks, the Super Bowl, and I came in for food, and now I'm in the play place, and I'm stuck.
What do you mean you're stuck?
I'm stuck. I got a big ass, and I'm stuck. It's small. I need someone to come up and help me.
She dropped.
Oh, bitch.
I'll try her again. Don't worry, I'll try her again.
Thank you.
Well, we'll just do the next one. She seemed kind of slow in the head, right?
Okay, yeah.
Kind of pissing me off.
Bitches.
Brad, what you been up to today? You have fun? Watch Super Bowl? No.
Yeah, I watched so much Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right.
So much.
I rooted for the team, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's on my side.
Nice.
And yeah, it was a lot of fun with all my friends. We drank beers.
Oh, that's the same one. Come on, Carlito, you can do this. Yeah.
Carlito.
I got shit out here.
I got the shit I gotta do. This is the same one again. I'm so stupid.
It's when you complain to random callers. You answered too slowly. You're affecting my real life. Fuck you.
Try the next.
Yeah, some random guy shared that video of the elevator call. They're like, all he wanted to do was have a smoke and take a shit.
Yeah, I saw that comment. That was good.
There's some random dude he shared. I'm like, good, get it around. Yeah, is this the McDonald's?
I'm sorry?
This the McDonald's?
Yeah.
Oh, thank Christ. Hey, listen, I came in to get food, and I've been drinking, and I'm in the play place, and I'm stuck in here.
Okay.
I need someone to come wedge me out.
Okay.
Who, you gonna send someone to come up here? Hello? Hey. You there?
Hello? What the hell? I'll call her back.
Well, this ain't working out as good as I thought it would.
She sounds like she probably went over there to look.
Yeah,
all right,
okay.
She's just used to dealing with people's bullshit.
Yeah. I got another fat guy's up in the ball pit. Again.
Grab the grease.
Grab the fry grease.
Just bring hot stuff, because, like, dude's stupid. Yeah. Here's your punishment.
Yes, did you have... Did you have them call the Denny's? The grease trap Denny's?
No, I give that to you.
Oh,
and then I forgot about it.
Who cares about me?
Alright, you have the number.
Did you guys hear about the news story? Like, these family was at Denny's, and their kid like fell into a 8-foot deep grease trap in the parking lot.
Oh my god!
Like it's just like a plastic manhole cover, and he kicked it off and fell in.
It's his own fault.
Why did he kick it off, stupid pendejo?
Yeah, he deserves it.
Dumb little shit.
I don't know.
I don't have the number here though. Like,
God, let me find it. Let me find it. I sent it to you.
White boy.
Damn. All I
but you know, you could use the echo and be like fall into the grease thing.
There you go.
Hey,
that's
pretty good. See, that's what I told him.
Oh, God damn it.
God damn it. That's all the death. I told you all these ideas. Now he's copying.
You guys get me a number and I'll call the next
Brad
McDonald's.
Brad Carter sound awesome.
He is awesome for that idea.
Oh, I know. Seeing as they have the echo all set up.
Here's one in Seattle.
That's it there, actually, the Denny's.
God damn it.
We should all be trapped in the grease trap.
We were trying to rescue each other and we fucking kept falling in.
It's 8 feet.
One by one. Just kept falling in one by one. Nice.
I always wonder what those things were actually outside of the fast food places.
Oops, one person starts out on the phone and then all next thing you know we're all down there like, what do we do now?
One of us could be like, ah. Now there's another one down here.
If you, for my call, Carlito, we skip those. There's just one right there. Dashy has apparently Tabachi called some crazy bitch today and Dashy wants me to call her.
Crazy bitch.
Yeah, it says crazy, crazy chick.
Huh. Hello, is this a crazy bitch?
Yes.
Hang on, this is McDonald's.
Well, is she a bitch or a chick? Which?
A bitch chick.
A bitch.
Ah, okay.
A shit chick.
Shitbird.
Shitbird.
Yeah.
Seattle Center McDonald's, can I help you?
Yeah. Hi. My friend Dwight just called me. He said he's stuck in the restaurant. He's stuck like in the playpen.
Where?
Hey, where are you, Dwight?
Oh, I'm in the play place. I'm up in the top.
You're in the restroom, maybe. That's why you can get out, stupid.
I'm in the play place, bitch.
What?
You're in the restroom, maybe you figured it out, stupid.
I like these people. They're like, fuck your shit. Yeah. You deal with it.
Stupid. That was the first time we talked to her. She was on it from the beginning. He's like, fuck you.
Damn.
All right.
So. If you got in there, you get out.
Damn, so foul. All right. So what's this next one then? What's going on? What did you guys come up with?
Oh, that's the greasy kid. Greasy Denny's. Kid that fell in the grease pit. And then there's the bitch chick.
Crazy, crazy chick.
Crazy, crazy bitch chick.
Okay.
Great sex pool.
We're starting with the Denny's. The greasy.
I bet you this Denny's has already gotten this call like 100 times from wacky morning DJs. Yeah.
What a retarded kid, Phil.
I love that I can push a button on my mouse now and the music stops.
If he was my kid, I would have just left him in there. Like, you got yourself into it. Get yourself out.
Hi, this is Denny's. How can I help you?
Hey, how do we explain this?
Yes.
Well, where are we exactly, guys?
We're in the parking lot.
There was this hole in the parking lot. I'm not sure.
I don't echo, though, because I don't believe in echoing, but we're in the hole.
Yeah.
Where?
Tripped over, like, this plastic thing.
We're out in the parking lot. There's this... I don't know. Carlito fell in first, and I tried to rescue him out, and I got trapped inside, too.
He was trying to pull me up, but I weigh a lot, so...
Oh, who was that? Somebody else just fell in.
My name's Vinny. I'm from San Diego.
New Guinea.
Hey, Vinny. Nice to meet you. It
smells like burnt fries in here.
Excuse the grease on my hand.
It's all right. I like Grease.
From San Diego.
Good TV show. Good
you
show.
Should wrestle while we're in here.
Listen, lady.
Take off your panties, Carlito.
Listen, lady. I'm in the Grease thing. I don't know how the fuck we got in here.
I just fell in a hole.
Surprisingly, I don't think she's heard that yet. She just keeps saying,
the big greasy glory hole.
Get a rope.
We're down here. So
God, Brad, why are your hands so greasy?
Like, you know.
We're down here. So
hello? San Diego.
Yeah, hey, we got out. We got out.
Oh, you guys got out of the hole?
We pressed the button and the whole thing came up. Yeah. It went boom.
Oh, okay.
It just splooged everywhere.
Oh,
we took
wait
the
a
service.
I'm falling
I took
in.
The service ah! elevator.
I serviced the elevator.
I'm attached
Babe,
to him by the hand.
Do you want to wrestle? Want to grease wrestle?
Yeah. Maybe.
I went the wrong way in the elevator.
Oh, shit. Carlito fell back in. Fuck.
Now I'm in hell. What do I do?
You dumb ass jacket.
You pray. Oh. If you're in hell, you pray. You go find a Bible and you pray.
Shitbird.
Shitbird.
Every day, every day.
That at the same time. Awesome.
Praise the J.
Praise the shitbird.
Praise shitbird.
That was perfect.
That was awesome. Pray the Bible and pray.
San Diego.
You're trying to say San Diego?
I don't know what I was trying to say.
I don't like how you try to pronounce San some Diego. Stuff, Jack. It just comes out funny.
This is a racist thing about a town.
Machine.
X-Rise.
A racist city. San Diego.
I'd like to go to San Diego and check my voice mail.
San Diego. You guys are funny. All right, that's look. All right, so
my favorite is when you say Xerox.
Yeah.
All right, so do we know, is this a number from one of the Lenny victims or just a crazy lady that they called?
No, he said it was somebody Tabachi had called.
All right.
He just said that she's fucking insane.
Go with hello,
I hear you're fucking insane. You've reached 749-6974. Were I unable to answer
the oops.
You just have to get the area code.
Yep.
Good luck.
Good luck with that, guys. I'm in the clear.
Starts with a six.
Shit.
Ends with a six.
Shit.
Six.
And it's in San Diego.
It's Vinny from San Diego.
All right. So I think I'm done. I wanted to ask real quick in the chat room, can I get some help? Can you guys help me out with ideas for the title of tonight's show so I can come up with that for the upload?
Shitbird.
Any of you got an idea? Shitbird? Yeah, we could do Shitbird. Yeah.
We said that a lot.
Yeah, we did.
Shithawks.
Shithawks. Yeah, it could be that shit. Could be San Diego.
San Diego.
Yeah.
Could it be Brad is cool?
Brad
yeah.
is cool.
Aww.
Brad
Vinny
is a
from
cool.
San Diego.
With a little heart, like.
Yeah, like, with a heart.
Yeah, okay. A nasty heart. Is that okay?
Yeah, that might mess up the HTML, the RSS feed, though.
Oh, okay.
But that's not Brad's problem.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, Carlito.
Shitbird. Call San Diego.
That's fucking awesome.
God, Brad gets everything. Oh.
Well,
Dick Blair.
I'll do Shitbird. It's fine. Sounds
yay.
Good. All right,
that's
well,
Brad's name? That's the next one.
Yeah, that's his name. All right, thanks, guys, for joining me. You guys.
Anytime. Thank you.
Have a good week. Bye now.
Thank you. Love you, Carlito.
Do you guys need to plug anything before you go? I'm sorry. Jag, you got anything to plug?
No, I'm just on Thursdays. Good time.
Gross, Jack. Besides, not on the air.
Besides
oh, plug
asshole.
Your ass.
You got anything, Dwight?
Nope.
Anything to plug? No. Brad, anything coming out this week that we should know about with you?
Yeah, nothing. Probably not.
Probably not. There you go. Well, there you go. You got a week of nothing. Neon, anything you got to show? You going to Wednesdays, you're thinking still? Or
maybe Wednesdays. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Alright, and Dark Stranger sells candles on our website, darkstrangercandles.com.
Yes.
Check those
out. I'm retiring this all week.
Right. Yay! Thank God. Alright, see you.
Good.
Bye. I hung up on those pricks. No, that's not true. I love those guys. And I love you. Thanks, everyone who joined me again on the air. And everyone in the chat room, thank you for being so kind and helping out and being so behaveful. Wow, I really need to go to sleep. Thank you for being so nice to me and entertaining me, letting me entertain you. I'll be back next week, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, over at prankcallnation.com. Be sure to head over there and head over to madhouselive.com. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't yet. And spread the word. Tell a friend or three. Why not? All right. I'll catch you next week. Thanks.